Blog Talk Radio.
To the Be There a Be Square Hour. We got a new show tonight. It's going to be given presented to you guys by none other than myself, D, and Brother Larry out of Chicago. We didn't have this show to be so cold, bro. We're going to be so true with this show. We're going to name it twice. The show is called Be There, Be Square. And what we're going to do tonight is that no one is going to dominate this hour. We want this show to be based basically around our fans. Because we know without fans, we're nothing. We know without fans, we can make this work. And we intend to do just that and make it work. So we don't want our fans to feel like they're number two and nothing. We want them to feel that they're number one. So we're basing this show tonight around the fans and fans only. Now, I won't say fans only, but fans number one. We need the races to call in, but we definitely need fans to call in. We want them to feel that they are loved and accepted in the grudge racing world. I'm at work now, so it's kind of hard for me to be on this air, but my co-pilot, Brother Larry, is going to kind of hold it down for me for about 30 minutes, and I'll get back with you guys. But welcome to the Be There or Be Square Hour, my Brother D and Brother Larry. Brother Larry, take it away, player.
What's going on, D? How you feeling, man? Everything okay with you?
Man, stuck in this truck. Stuck in this truck.
Yeah, I'm going to let you get started with it. I'm telling you, as soon as we get ready and get started with this program, man, we want to say that, first of all, we appreciate each and every individual that came out to 41 and supported Big Sham and my little brother. And got it picked, you know, it was a lovely event, man. And you know, the main thing I wanted to do tonight, I wanted to kind of let the people know that we really appreciate what the fans did. The fans came out, they supported, they did what they were supposed to do, and so far and so on. And we want to let them know that it ain't no big eyes and no little U's. What y'all did, it was super grand, you know. Mm-hmm. And we hope y'all continue to do that. And man, you know. Y'all made everything work out beautiful. You know, I really enjoyed myself. So I just want to mainly state this here because I want the fans to know that we appreciate them greatly, you know. And, Brother D, you know, if we keep getting that kind of support, man, we're going to make this thing come out real good, man, you know. You know, because we need the fans. We need them. Mandatory. You know, so
our intention, Brother Larry, is to make Clarksville big and better, bigger and greater than ever. You know, we feel that Clarksville is growing, and we want to just continue in an upward swing with Clarksville. Clarksville is the up-and-coming world right now. We tend to make it big and better every show. Every show, we want to make it a little big and a little better.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose. We don't want it to be about me. We don't want it to be about you. We want it to be about us. We want it to be about everybody. You know, and that's what makes things great because of the simple fact that, in my own personal opinion, I think that's why the good Lord put all of us down here together. And that's the fellowship and enjoy each other, man, and compliment each other. And also put a little BS in the game, man. Have some fun. Talk some shit. You know, and that's all part of the game. You know, so with that being part of the game, then it is what it is, you know. We just got to make sure that we make it good for everybody. You know, and that's the reason why I'm sitting here on this show tonight, because of the simple fact I like to come out and tell people how important that they are to me. See, I have to speak for myself, and when I speak for myself, I'm speaking for all the guys that I'm affiliated with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a good thing, and I hope it continues. You know,
I'm sure it will. Like I said, Clarksville is up and growing. It's up and growing. So I think they put a new set of legs up under and keep it going. Keep it going up.
Yes, sir. So we're gonna kind of, I got, what, maybe two announcements? I got one announcement I definitely want to make. Lil Tony is having a show July 26th. Man, y'all don't want to miss the show. I mean, this show that Lil Tony have is going to be something special, you know. And we actually, each and every one that would like to come, each and every one that want to come and support, each and every one that want to race, we asking everybody to come and blend in with what we got going on, because we're going to try to make this thing get, I ain't going to say greater later. I'm going to say we're going to make it great. You know, and the reason for that is because of the simple fact that this is what we need in the game. You know, we need a whole lot of more. We need a whole lot of more support. We need a whole lot of more love. We need a lot of fellowship because we really enjoyed ourselves down there. Matter of fact, D, I didn't hear no disturbances at all, man. You know, when we was down there, I heard the drag racers do their thing. You know, they're going to do their shit talking. But them people, man, them people really, really truly enjoyed themselves. And, you know, a few of the guys didn't race like they were supposed to, and a few of the guys hadn't finished up and so far and so on. So we just had to make the best of what we could because the floor mat was laid. But, you know, this next program that we're going to turn around and have on the 6th of September, we're going to try to make it be something real special this time. We're going to make it get better and better as we go along. You know, because Big Sham is working hard, man. I commend that young man for what he's doing, man. You know, and Gunnett Pictures working hard in the game. You know, and I just want everybody to know that, you know, I really enjoy myself and I appreciate everything that was being done, you know.
Hey, Larry, if you happen to hear me get quiet, it's because they're making so much noise in the rear, you have to go on mute for a minute. But, like, right now, you're about to move a box, so I'm about to go back out for a minute. I'll be in as soon as they move this box.
Yeah, because we didn't hear no noise at all, Brother D. But anyway, I'm not gonna hold up the show, and I'm not gonna do all the talking. I want to see if you know, anybody got anything that they want to say openly. You know, they want to come in, have fun, lock in a race, or they want to, you know, have something that they want to talk about. With this being our first show, we're gonna open it up and go here on and let a few people just come in and say what they got to say. So, Buck Kelvin, if you can, man, if anybody's on the line, man, you can go ahead on and let somebody in.
I got a train going by here. Let them know, Larry. You know, most shows that they come on, they are, you know, the show has topics. And tonight, in place of having a specific topic that for to dialogue on in and out with different guys, gonna basically let the first show be basically what the guys want to just get off your chest, you know, just get off your chest. What you got on your chest? I got some on my chest with Skin. That Joker slapped me yesterday at the track. I gotta get him back. I'm like 3-0 now. I want my lick back. So, you know, we wanted the guys just come in tonight, man, just to basically have a free reign, free voice to say what they think as far as grudge racing, as far as being able to pick it up, make it better. Make more races go, because right now we know racing's kind of slow. One reason it's kind of slow because other guys' engines are just not together. Cars are just not together at this moment for whatever the case might be. Some might be money, some might be engineering, some might be chassis work. We're not at liberty to say what the problem is, but we know a lot of guys, especially by our way, a lot of the big hitters, as they call them, you know, they're just not together right now. So it may be a situation where in order to see some grudge racing, we might all just step down and be, do a little street racing, you know. Now that's Big Sham thing. He pushes street racing, you know, streetable cars, as he call them. So we might have to step down from the big hitters and in order to see some racing and just, you know, look at some of the street cars for a minute. I got to go on mute for a minute and try to steam back up and I'll be back in.
Well, you know, street cars are important, too, because that's what we was reared from. We, all of us, I generally started out on the streets before we started going to the track. I know I did, and that was way back in 1971, you know. So, you know, that's where it all began at. So my thing with it is Big Drag on the line, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm on here, Larry.
What's going on,
yeah,
brother?
What's going on with y'all, brothers?
Oh, man.
Man, trying to make it work.
You know, I ain't gonna miss the real deal, man. I can't miss the real deal.
Yeah, we here. I was telling you, Rick, what we're going to do tonight, instead of taking a specific topic, I think we're going to just let the first night be whatever is on a racist mind, fan that call in, whatever's on their mind, that they may think might increase racing or pick it up, you know. Like I was telling them earlier, I think we're putting too much emphasis on the heavy hitters. And the heavy hitters that we want to see, yeah, we want to see them, but the guys are just not prepared right now. And when you're not prepared, you're just not prepared for whatever the case might be, only they know. You know, but if we do like Big Sham, his favorite word is streetable cars. Maybe we should put a little more emphasis on some streetable cars, you know. We might see a little more racing. Hey, the money don't still be the same. Green is green, you know.
Yeah, the bet is, you know, you call your bet regardless of the fast car or slow car, you can still bet the money the way, same amount of money, the same way you want to bet.
Yeah, that's what I say. I think we need to just kind of tone it down a little bit and we'll see a little more racing, you know. That's just my opinion, you know. What do you think, Larry? Bro, Larry, what do you think about that? You think we'll tone it down a little bit, we'll see more racing?
I think we may have been lost there, Mr. Brother Larry, there a little bit there, D. Because it took me 3 times to be able to hold on. I don't know what kept happening. I kept getting booted out, and I called back. But I'm on here now.
Okay, I'm back, gentlemen. I had to go on mute for a minute. But I believe we have another call here, 313-9462. Is that correct? If it is, could you bring the brother on? Let me hear what you're talking about.
9502. Think.
9502. Come on. Sound like Big Wheel. Is that you, Big Wheel?
No, Street King.
Oh, what's up, Church. Street King? What's happening, bro?
Going down,
Rick,
man.
You feel that? Man, we just trying to make a go at it. You know, we want to see what you and the rest of the world out there got to say about kind of toning it down and maybe looking at more little streetable cars than we are the big heavy hitters right now. See, most of them are not prepared, especially up this way. Most of them are not prepared to really get out right now, so, you know, we figure we may well try to tone it down a little bit.
Well,
see,
they both had a, they both should have the fame they should get, though. But the street cars, I like looking at them. At least you see racing. The heavy grudge game, you got to bet a lot of money now. Then it don't ever happen.
Yeah, so true. But like I said, brother, a lot of heavy hitters, they just, what you think, Rick? You think if they're not prepared due to engine-wise? What's your opinion on that? Engine-wise, chassis-wise? What do you think was causing them not to be prepared?
Well, you know, that too as well as finance, you know, this drag racing stuff is expensive, man. You know, us guys that's been doing it and been doing it for a while, you know, people expect us to do it. You know, they expect us to they'll have a car there, but they don't understand that we have the same. Can you hear me, D?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
You hear me, D?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, we hear you.
I was saying that we have the same, you know, financial issues that everybody else do, man. So sometimes we just flat out can't afford to do it, you know, at that time or do it on a level that we've done it on before. You know, after what happened to me last year, dude, I can't race on that level right now.
Right. And then that's what I'm saying. That's the point that I'm trying to stress now. It just, for financial reason, like I say, for engine reason, chassis man, you know, whatever the case can be, finance is hard right now, and these cars are not cheap. You know, these cars are not cheap. I sold a Ren to my little play son today, and he had to break the bank to get it. You know, as the last one I bought, I think I paid $300 for it. So, you know, it just don't come cheap. These cars just don't come cheap no more, you know.
No, that stuff is expensive, man.
Man, when you break now, you know, these engines are so sophisticated now, man. They don't, people understand when you break, you're not breaking just a camshaft or a spinner bearing no more. A lot of times you breaking a complete engine and having to go through that thing all over again is very, very expensive. You know, everybody got a crew out there trying to spend their money. When they're trying to spend their paper, you know, the crew gets thin. Gets very thin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, is 1064 in there? 773-1064, is he there?
Sound like a lot of people dropped off.
Hold on, brother. I see 773-1064. I think he's dropped. Got another call in there, 313. Is he still there?
Yeah, 9502.
Yeah, you still there? Okay, brother.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, a couple of calls dropped off on me. That's, like I said, that's just my opinion on it. I think if they tone them down a little bit, let's do a little street racing. And these days they ain't got, I won't say it won't be expensive, but it won't be as expensive, you know, in my opinion. It won't be as expensive as it is. You know. Someone got the background noise there.
Oh, that's me. That you move my tools. No, I think that's me. I'm moving my tools. I'm at work still.
Sorry. Yes, that's
what
me.
Up,
I'm at work here. Man, what's happening? Who got here?
This Bud. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bud? What's up, my brother? What's happening with you?
It's original
hey,
Buick.
Bud.
What's happening? What's happening? It's original Buick, boy.
This is Neil.
Hey, Bud. Yeah, I can go with that.
hey, Nip, you've been drinking already.
Hey, mommy, hey, Bob, I ain't asked you that.
hey, D, let me tell you something, man. I'm out of y'all for a second, but listen to what I'm going to ask y'all, though. You know why drag racing is so expensive now, even with the street cars?
Okay.
Gas is $10 a gallon.
That's right. All right.
Now, if you
true,
put, and this woman, I'm going to pop at you, opposed to the way we used to race back when we was out there on the street, everything was a lot cheaper, and we had more money, so we was able to afford more cars and everything, because, you know, you could build a race car in a week.
Well, that's one of the things that I stress a lot.
Tires were cheaper. Everything was a lot cheaper. You know what I'm saying? The whole deal was cheaper. You get VHT. Well, VHT was what? $6, $7, $8 a bottle?
$8, yeah.
Yeah, now it's $25, $30 a bottle, $40 a bottle. Stop it, you know? That's why you can't even with the street car.
I know you used to buy a red can for $1.06 in a gallon.
And it was high.
Yeah.
It was two. You used to go to the track, and they had it. The 116 was $3 a gallon. We say, man, that gas is too doggone high.
Right.
But
yeah, how much is it now, bud? How much
it's
is 20, it now?
Some C23 is $20 a gallon.
Right.
I just priced it. Am I lying, Drag?
Yeah.
And you need that for them nitrous motors and them turbo motors. Now, going back to the 18 and the 16, that's probably for the lower boost turbo motors or the low nitrous having street cars. So you knock off $20, man, you talking about $12 to $15 a gallon for some regular, you know, C16? That is ridiculous, dude. So like I said,
how's
even
everybody
with the
doing
gas alone, even with the gas alone.
What's going on, fellas?
Who's that gas there?
This Terrell, man.
Hello.
Eastside.
Hey, what's up? What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on? What's going on, Drag? What's going on, Real? What's up, Terrell? What's happening with you, bro?
What's up, Terrell?
I'm pretty good.
What's up, Real?
I'm pretty good.
Nothing much, man. Getting geeky, man. You know, there's a good talk about expensive drag racing. Yeah, I pick it up Tuesday, man. I got oil pressure and everything. So, you know, everything is on me. It's expensive, though, but I got it all together.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's a slow process
you know,
now.
If everything's on you, Terrell, you know exactly what we're talking about then.
Man, I started, during the wintertime, the money started looking good to, like, after Christmas, after the holidays. But that's getting close to the season, so I already started really dealing in March, you know, trying to get out of here for the summer because, you know, the kids and everything that happened before then, you know. So it's all on me. I don't have a sponsor.
Yeah.
I don't have nobody giving donations, you know. It's all on me.
Right. And,
right.
And like I said, the old school drag racers like us, when we was out there, you know what I'm saying, D, we was young guys. Our kids wasn't in college and doing stuff like that. So we didn't have to flip the real big bills. We was footing bills like Pampers and Similac, you know what I'm saying? Now we footing car notes and helping paying rent because you don't want them suckers to come back home to you and all kind of stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying?
You're
paying a college tuition.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want mine back in the house, so I'm just saying. You know, that's just how it is. And all of us, if you was a player out there, any kind of way, you had some kids. About one here, one over there, one over there.
That's right.
You know, they made it accessible to you.
Hey, bud,
you know?
My daughter got mad at one time. She said, I can't wait till I get grown. She was 16, right? I told her, I said, my brother's 6 years younger than she is. I told her, I said, hell, I can't wait either. When you leave, take your brother with you, shit.
Do me a favor.
Let me know you're going. Take him too.
Right, but you know, the bills is different now.
Yeah,
you know?
that's the difference in it.
Yeah,
hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Dre.
Who we got here?
What's up,
yeah,
everybody? Brother Larry, Brother
yes,
D, Drag, Street King, Bud.
What's going on,
this is Big Sham.
Hey, what's up, Big Sham?
Oh, everything peaceful, man. I'm just coming on to the show, man, and letting y'all know I'm listening in. I'm trying to help you out, too, Brother Larry and Brother D. I'm on this board for y'all right quick while I'm here. I'm going to help him out a little bit. So I just wanted to say what's up. I'm listening in, and, man, I hope y'all starting off a good show.
Hey, Big Sham, why are you here, man? Let me get your address there because, then I got a few announcements to make, and I know you was one of the guys that was taking up collections for Brother Sleepy, and I want to make sure I get that correct. So let me get that address again.
Well, you can't give it to him across the LD. This
but I mean, I you know what? I don't. Nobody brought me anything yet, and I'm in the shop on the weekend. I mean, I won't be back to the shop till Tuesday. So, I guess 99% of everybody got my number. If you just wanted to reach out to me, but. You should call Jeff from Ground and Pound. I think they got a direct line to send it to Sleepy. I was just trying to help with the connection. If somebody needed to get to me yesterday, they could have brought it to the shop and I'd have took it out there to Jeffrey. So nonetheless, if in fact you do, I won't be back till Tuesday in the shop. So
hey, Sham.
Yes, sir.
Right. Raylo got mines. I sent mines by Raylo yesterday. I gave him my donation at the track yesterday.
Okay. I hadn't talked to Raylo, Drag, but I'm quite sure, man, it don't matter. As soon as if anybody give me something, I'm going to take it directly to Jeff, or I will get it directly. I sent it to Sleepy myself. Either way, I just wanted to send him a lump sum. I didn't just want to send him, something from me. I wanted to try to send something from whoever wanted to give something, so we could just send it together.
Right.
Yeah, well, it just happened, Saturday?
Was
it,
Saturday. That had to must
happen,
like, I think it's Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday,
okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll still get together a few more days. I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to reach out to him. Brother Steve was a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think everybody kind of left it. So I'm pretty sure in the race world, we all going to reach out to him.
Okay.
But, Rochelle, now that we got you on, what do you think? Do you think it would be more racing if we kind of, take your advice and go with more streetable cars, or you think they're going to continue to sit back and wait on the Henry Hills, which is not racing right now?
No. Hey, D, you're not going to put me on the spot. I think everybody's scared to death. All these people scared, and they just don't want to go. Honestly, let me say this. I'm on the spot. I think that everybody concentrates on the money opposed to the race. That's what I think. I think a lot of people are too concerned about how much it's for opposed to whether or not they want to whoop anybody for that matter. I understand it's on and on about what you got to spend. You was going to spend that anyway, so it don't even matter because you're trying to go as fast as you possibly can. So it's not necessarily about the money. Now, that's just my opinion. I just think we need to get back to the basics of racing, period, not how much the race is for. I got people, if I race, I'm quite sure I do have two or three people that might bet with me, so we can't get a pot up. We need to get away from how much it's for and just to racing. Everybody's scared, and the other people, they glad they're scared.
Hey, Sam,
I'm going on mute.
Everybody's thinking that they got to bet 80s money, and it's 2014. It ain't no 80s money out there. You know, yeah, $1,500, $2,000 wasn't nothing to best on 85 or 89. But now that's what a person make in 2 weeks or 3 weeks of work.
Right.
You know, and you can't be hollering them numbers and then, you know, and thinking that you're going to race for that money and you can't afford it. You wind up paying your mortgage. You know what I'm saying? You're paying your mortgage and your light bill and your car note.
Well, let me ask
you
this, then, since I have a few of you brothers on. Let me ask you this. What do you brothers think, or do you brothers think it should be a limitation put on this lockup money? Me and my brother discussing this yesterday, and I honestly feel that they are trying to lock up $1,000 and $2,000 on five or better, hoping the man don't show up, which I call it, like I see it, and I see it as a legal way of stealing money, what I call it. Because if I lock in $2,000 on five or better, and I tell you to be in the lane at 8 and you get to 801, I want to get paid. Yeah, what do you brothers think?
That,
do you think we should bring this lockup down?
That's a throw, Dr. D. You know, if you want to raise, I don't care what time you get there, just get there. Really, you lock in money for somebody to show up to race. You know what I'm saying? Not to try to wiggle out of it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And all that time stipulations and all that ain't drag racing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dragging myself. We've tried to stress that issue, Brother Bud, several times on the air, and Brother Larry, we've tried to stress that issue several times. But they tend to try to shoot us down every time we try to tell them that. You know, that lockup is not for to race for. It was to show up money. You know, make sure you show up. Once you showed up, you basically get your lockup down. I asked this question the other night. I'm asking you, brother, to say, if Drag and I locked in to run and I get there and Drag Kyle broke, and he paid me my lockup, which is $500, what happens if me and Brother Bud get a race off? Now, I didn't come down here in vain. I ended up racing. Did I get Brother Drag his money back?
Now, I mean, if y'all, it's the stipulation y'all made, but I'm saying if I lock in with you, D, to go to the track and run, we're going to meet at the Grove and run for whatever we're going to run for. Most of the time we locked in, we didn't even stipulate how much we had to run for. Lock in so much money and meet me at the track. Now, you get to the track, like you say, your lockup money was down because if both of us want to race each other and we both at the same track, we're going to race. See what I'm saying? That ain't no scared there. And then now you done put a stipulation on how much you have to run for. Two, we're going to lock in $1,000 on $5,000 or better. Man, let's just lock the $5,000 in and call it a day. If you're that serious about doing it.
No.
See, that big money, that Street King, if you got to like somebody coming from Alabama down here, I mean, $1,000 lock-in on something like that, that's ensure that when you get here, if you break, I still got my traveling money if I don't race nobody.
Right. I understand
If I'm from here and somebody from here, I will never lock in there. It's $200. I mean, something for covering my gas for going to track if I'm in the city or if I'm coming there. If I come there, like go to Chicago, it's just some for gas money or something. I mean, I don't mind coming anyway, but at least I got my gas money covered. I'm straight. Let's go have some fun.
Like D say, most of the 9 times out of 10, you're going to get another race anyway.
Right.
Well, you know what? What he just said, Bud, made a whole lot of sense because if the whole purpose of you coming is to race. I mean, and I know a whole lot of guys that love racing. If I'm getting ready to race a guy and we got lock-in money and his drive shaft fly or his rear-end brake or something of that nature, then I'm going to be negotiable with the guy. To a certain degree where I get compensated from a gas or something like that. But if you come up there and you 1 minute late or 2 minutes late, I don't want no lockup money, man. I want a race, man. And, you know, and I think that's what it is. A whole lot of us have got so far away from the fact of the matter, the whole purpose of what we come there for. You know, we come in there to race, man. That's what we're doing. We're racing. You know,
they come
away
to get away from that.
I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait. I'll wait on him.
Yeah, you will, but the next man, he won't. That's
won't.
Why you got to get paid.
Right.
I've been in that situation before.
That's the problem, Brother Larry. That's everybody
I think
is
that's
not
just
like
I
yourself.
Think, Right. I think that's just the character of the man that you're trying to raise. A lot of these guys ain't got no character. They just some motherfuckers out here trying to win on a technicality.
They want some free money.
If me and Drag go to that line of racing.
You sound like me.
You
sound like me. I think that's, I call it robbery. I call it illegal way of robbery.
I get back on, I'll press the one. I'll press the one.
Okay. All right. We got you.
You know why I said that, D?
What's that?
You know why I said that, D? I said that because of the simple fact that I'm a fan myself, you know, due to the fact that right now we're not engaging. I have drove 800 miles. I have drove 1,000 miles. And when I get down there, I'm coming to see this race. And then all of a sudden, it ain't no race, but I see the guy getting paid. You 2 minutes late at the line. You're a minute late at the line. You know, I done come all that distance. You know, and with me being a fan, that's why I speak about the fans so much, man, how important they are, man.
Yeah.
The fans are important in this, man. They come all that distance to see a race. They want to see a race. They don't want to see nobody get paid because they was 2 minutes late or 1 minute late getting up there to the line and stuff. You know, I don't know. I just have a problem, you know. But I thought,
and that don't benefit the fans, you know, like you said, at all.
Yeah, that's right, bro. But see, that's like bro was just saying a few minutes ago. You know, when you showed up, it was a lot of money basically done. See, a lot of the stuff in racing, from what I see, a lot of the stuff in racing, they done rename it and recall it. But it's basically the same thing we did in the 80s. Here they want to give you the back tire. Well, hell.
Well, they shortened it down. They shortened it. You should get a car in the bus. Now they're giving you the back tire. You done knocked off that fender.
Yeah, man. Now they got a new name called. They got a new name. Now it's called Everything in Racing. Give me the back tire to clear. You know, and all this is the same thing that was done in the 80s with just a different name. There's nothing different. And the same money's been, it's just you're able to bid a smaller amount than you were back in the 80s and 90s. But to tell a person, I mean, it's just the way I see it. I mean, you all give me what you think, but to tell a person he owe you a $500 lockup or a $1,000 lockup because he's 1 minute late in the staging lane. And then what really gets me is that after that person paid, after Bud paid me this $1,000 lockup, now I don't race him. Now, Bud's ready to race. He done came to race, and he still want to run a little rider. But I don't want to race now. I got this $1,000 lockup. So I really wasn't trying to race no way. That's just, you know, how I see it. I think if I was really trying to race Bud, me and Bud going to run for $5,000. We locked up $1,000. I beat Bud out of $1,000 because he was late getting to the track. Well, now I'm putting up $4 against his $5. So even if I lose, I can't lose before, no way. But I don't want to race him because I don't want a free $1,000. I think it's just a lot of garbage in it, and that's one reason I see it when I see it earlier. I think if we tone the racing down to some streetable cars, Nick Shep always said streetable cars, I think it'll be more racing, a little less money, better, but it'd be more racing getting off.
Man, a street second car now is an 890 car. Shit.
Yeah, but
hey man, street cars and 890 cars.
You might be
racing 890 cars on the street
now. And honestly, I can't even disagree with that. But I'm gonna tell you something about an 890 car on the street now. They ran 8 second cars on the street back in the '80s and nineties. They ran 8 second cars back then and ran them on the street. We do it at the track now because we have found that the track is just more safer.
Right.
For the racer and the fan. This is why I've done basically at the track instead of the street. The ET is not the reason. The ET is not the sole reason, I'll put it that way, on why they're going to the track. That's not the sole reason. The main reason is because it's just so much safer, and guys can't afford to be getting their cars thinking, hey, they took my car and kept it 3 days, and hell, I didn't even get the race off. So they can't afford to be losing their cars now.
They take them up over down here, you ain't getting it back.
You see what I'm saying? So why would you want to put a $50 or $60,000 you got invested in a car on the street to give them an opportunity to take it from you, and now you can't get it back.
Right.
So we go to a track where we have faith with it. That's I put that answer to the main reason why they go to the track. But as far as the 8-second crowd, go ahead, we were 8-second crowds on the streets 20 years ago. Wouldn't you agree, Bud?
He got off.
Hey, y'all, I'm trying to win this lottery, man. Y'all be cool. I'll call y'all later on.
It's real money, huh? But remember, you got a friend when you do. Yeah, man. That's nothing new. There are 87 cars on the street, you know.
Yeah.
The thing with 87 cars now, technology is so that when they can be more quieter, you don't have to be as loud as they were when we ran them back in the day. You know, that's due to technology. I don't love technology, you know. Me and Big Wheel have it out sometime on the air, but I don't knock technology. I knock dumbnology, if that can be classified as a word. I'm not. I hate for a guy to come on and just started racing out of dead and nuts 2 days ago and try to know everything. And you can't. So they even make a suggestion to him. There's no time I tell them nothing. Those are guys that I've been trying to reach. But as far as technology itself, I don't knock technology, man. I know it's up and coming. Whether I want it to come or not, it's up and coming. Whether I want to go that way or not, it's the thing of the future. You know, it's what it's going to be. What's going to be, going to be. You know, carburation, I don't think going to ever fade away. But the days of turbocharged and supercharged engines, they're here. They're here. The days of quiet cars running up in the NAS is here, and you can't change it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't change that, so you have to accept that. But you can't change being a fool. You can change that. You can change the way that we do things. You can't change the things that we do because it's part of racing, but you can't change the way that we do things. You know, mentally and physically, we can change things with that. But as far as the cars themselves, no, they're going to be what they're going to be. And a new era is here. The new era of racing is definitely here. Like the brother was saying, you got 87 cars that you... Lil Tony, perfect example. Lil Tony got a 2014 Caddy. I'm not going to Lil Tony's show to see the other cars. I'm going to Lil Tony's show to see him running in Cadillac. That's my sole purpose for going to the show. I promise you, my sole purpose is to see that car run. It just makes my dick hard when I see that car run. You know, that's my sole purpose, man. And if that's not technology, what is? Here's a car he can drive out the gate with the air on, drive it in, and who knows how fast it can run. I'm not going to even try to say how fast it can run, but we know it's pretty damn quick.
Boy, y'all think technology here now. Yeah, I want to y'all see something that track get filled up in about another 5 or 6 years with electric cars. That's when you're going to see something.
It's getting worse every day. I agree, it's getting worse every day.
That's when you're going to see something, when you start seeing them electric cars out there at the track. Mofo lowdown boogie.
You just think about it. You got cars now, you pull up inside of a park, and they park itself. You know, technology is here. Like I said, man, I said over and over, I don't knock technology. I knock dumbnology. I hate for a person that just come out there dead as nuts. I won't say I hate such a harsh word, but I dislike for a person that just come out there dead as nuts in racing. You know, this thing here, drag racing is something that you don't come in and race 5, 10 years and know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't do it. In 5, 10 years, you're just getting your foot wet in racing. If you're serious about what you're doing, you're really just getting your foot wet. So that's what I know. Technology is a thing is here. Yeah. I can remember when they only had Chevrolet heels. Now they got what, 13, 15, 18, 21 degrees. I mean, you got so damn many degrees of Chevrolet heels out here, I can't even remember how many it is. You know, it all depends on what cubic inches you want to put together as to what degree of heels you will use. So, yeah. Tech is here. It's here to stay. But, hey, bro, Larry, I'm going to have to fire this truck up. But appreciate you coming on. Hang around with me, man. Hang around and help bro Larry out here. I'm going to fire this truck. I got to get going for a minute, so I'll be on mute for a minute.
Hey, y'all, we got Three Love on the phone.
Three Love. What's going on, Three Love?
No goddamn thing.
Nothing.
They're chilling like a villain. What a sleep shit.
Man, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep, man.
So what?
Go back to sleep, man.
Shit, bud won't let me.
Man, I heard you got a Mustang now,
sleep.
Man.
So what? What you gonna do about it?
Fuck you up.
You gonna do shit. Uh-oh. I don't like mother like you talk shit to me.
Shit, I don't know why.
Because you ain't shit. You ain't no right for motherfucker. That's why.
I bet I will.
I bet you ain't gonna do shit.
As long as I don't got
no...
No, DJ. I don't like the clock, sir.
I don't like no clock, sir, but I don't know what that is.
You got cars around you that like the clock up and you be trying to race us with them.
Who like the clock up? Tell me what car I be around like the clock up.
That Camaro?
What damn Camaro? There's a whole lot of Camaros I know.
That one you got with the little iron in it?
He don't like no clock up.
He used to. It ain't been
they
a year,
the
though.
They turned the clock on by mistake, motherfucker. He don't like no clock up.
He lit the clock up down here that time. Motherfucker.
So y'all scared?
of them lighting the clocks up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's how you get your ass beat. Did he light up last year?
I think it was last year when they was down here, that shootout.
He didn't like no clock in the Little Tony race. He didn't like no clock. He didn't like no clock.
It wasn't
no
Little Tony's race. It was at Milan when he was down here.
You sound like Abe or weak ass.
Ain't no motherfucking Abe. Street King, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you ain't no motherfucking body.
Ain't that a bitch.
What you want to do?
Whatever you want to do.
I make Leon knock you the fuck out, nigga.
I bet you won't. You can't make him do it.
I bet you a lie.
Bet you can't.
Hey, man, we ain't got to wait till the week. I make Leon with you next week, motherfucker.
You goddamn right. We got a goddamn no ET on the 12th. I'll be down there.
That's still too motherfucking long.
How long?
That's too long.
I just heard him talking about, he said he got a race September the 6th. Big Sham got a race September the 6th too, huh?
Yeah.
Why y'all put this shit on the same day? Big Drag and Donnie race the same day. What's up with that shit?
Hey, I don't have nothing to do with that, dog. I'm just outside looking in. I'm going to try to go to everybody's shit, so I don't know. Everybody cool with their shit. Right. They understand. They make more money. One have one on Friday, one have one on Sunday, but they understand that shit. They're swimming the same goddamn day. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's what I said. Fuck, they had the same day, then. When we tell them we coming, and they have another rate, and...
You don't know which one to go to.
You want to go, so they have some... Huh?
You know which one you want to go to? She got them on the same goddamn days.
Yeah, but I didn't know Big Drag was hacking his, and he asked me last week. He called me. I think y'all was on the phone about that Chevelle.
Yeah, man, I called you for him, though.
Yeah, and he told me he had one. I said, damn, that's the same way as Donnie race. What the fuck, man?
Donnie race is Friday and Saturday. Drag race is Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. You got to think about it, too. People can't race it to the people getting the damn truck. Yeah. So people don't get in the track today, they ain't really making no money on that day. They're going to let them get the track. People got to get in where they fit in that shit.
And they had them schedules out. And I don't know if I did this shit, I'd be looking at the schedules and be like, who booked who what. And I'd do the opposite. I wouldn't do the shit on the same day. I mean, just don't make no sense. I mean, I don't mind driving down there to a race, but fuck, to go way down there and then come back down there the next week, that's crazy. Shit, we just went off a tour like that. Fuck, we had four races back to back to back every fucking week for a month.
Yeah. I know you
only
been on that road.
3 weeks. I think we've been on for 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks now, 3 weeks straight without a race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
So what you been doing, K-Love?
Hey, I'm trying to work on this mule I got over here. I heard your boy driving that Nova. Down to there, yeah. I'm going. Tell him down to there, I'm going.
He's learning.
He needs to get some seat time.
He is.
No, no. He said he's going to whoop
you
me
gonna
that
You
going
to drive
Nova.
Against him with your car? No, you
yeah.
can't run that Nova.
That's
a test car.
That's a who?
You got a new car. That's a test car, man. He just learned how to drive, man. He gets the seat time.
Cause his car ain't ready. They should know up because they got a little. Then get out of it.
That's the man's first test down the 8th mile.
Right. He said that. He said he like it now.
So you going to get in and drive again?
He said, by the time Little Tony Race come here, I have a whole lot of seat time. That's what down the ass I'm going.
You got a new car, though.
For what? He got one, too. And I ain't been out of truck yet.
So how you going to pick and choose who you going to race?
I'm not picking and choose no motherfucker. He's going to fuck me up. And so I'm waiting on every motherfucker he tried. I'm coming at him. Fuck him.
Well, come at me then, motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm coming.
You trying to throw three lug Leon on me. So
what?
I fuck Leon up, then you ain't going to run me anyway.
You fucked Leon right. last year, and you ain't fucked me up. I fucked you up, so what's the fucking difference?
No, they were just talking about that bullshit, too, about that lockup shit. So
yeah.
You wiggled out of it, all right?
Nah, I wiggled out of it.
I gave Leon the business after you wiggled out
of it. No. You paid me to lock him money out first, and man, I'm not giving
right.
you the break. I'd rather run Leon head up.
Right.
So I ain't wiggled
exactly.
out of shit, so I wiggled
exactly.
out of it.
That's what I said.
Okay.
But if you was a man, when I fucked Leon up, you should have came back around it. Now, let me run you now.
But
you
why? Hey,
shit,
listen
fuck.
To me. Hey, why would I?
What
why would
word?
I raise
you?
You
say he don't got no business running
up.
You anyway.
You
right?
I got a look at the car I got, man. I got a fucking a stock suspension car with a 6-point cage with a
position
head mold in it.
Now. I hope you got.
You
a new
had
car.
A fucking
you
big
cheese.
What? You damn right.
You don't know what was in the Mustang. You never seen it, motherfucker.
I would never seen it.
You ain't never seen it. Ain't nobody seen it. We covered it up. You don't know what was in it. It was a conventional head. You should have
taken
money and found out.
You did not have no Mustang. You whooped Leon, man.
We did have a Mustang.
You didn't run Leon with no damn Mustang, man.
I did run Leon with a Mustang. It
no, you
didn't. Man in Milan. It's on the tape, man.
The last
Yellow
time
thing.
You whooped Leon, you did not whoop Leon with no Mustang, man.
No, I
you
said
ran Leon
with
that motherfucking gold digger.
I ran Leon with the yellow thing at Milan. Remember, I paid you and ran Leon.
Okay, I'm asking you a question. You got the yellow thing back running?
It's coming. I don't own it. Squinchy
okay.
on it. It's coming
okay,
back
well,
out.
Get it together. I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
Why don't you knock my car out?
Hey, I'm asking you a question. Y'all say I'm the dumbest motherfucker on the west side of Chicago, right? Why would I grab one of the fastest motherfucking Detroit and I can grab all you pee first and slap shit out of town and come and slap their mama? That make any sense to you?
Man, listen. You fuck me up. I'm coming back. I don't care if I had to go do something, put a new motor in or something. I'm coming
hey,
back.
I mean, get, I know that.
You
got to
never know if
you're going to do that.
The faster car
you
don't know. Win all the time. All you got to do is
you're
try
right.
it. It'd be more
you're
racing
right.
if you just try something. Just try it. You ain't got to
okay.
race for 10,000.
Okay.
We race for 1,500.
What you tell my man Bull his Mustang with your Mustang?
Who?
Who hell?
You said run who car?
My man Bull got a Mustang. Try it with your Mustang. He got a Mustang.
Okay, I don't got a Mustang. I got a G-Body.
Well, try with your G-Body. No, you said the Mustang coming out soon. You said that, man.
I said I don't own it. Squinchy own it. That's Squinchy's car.
Yeah, bought it.
I can't
he
speak on
your group,
car.
Though.
He
probably,
bought it.
Yeah, speak on for
he
me.
Bought it. Yeah, he's part of Never Scared. His son is Young Money. So, but
oh,
Lil
okay.
Chris is Young Money. But that
oh,
car
okay.
is still Never Scared. You know, he with Wayne. I'm sure he'll
okay.
he blinds you, though.
Right, I'm going to try.
It'll be at Martin,
I promise
it'll
you
be
that.
At Martin. He said it'd be down there.
Okay. That's Lip Tunnel right next month, right?
Yeah. He said he's going to make it. He's trying everything to get it there.
Me too.
But I know. But you just have them cars ready. I don't care. I'll take Tate. Either one of them. Leon, whatever. Leon still got
his
Leon,
you know Leon, I was locked in. Eh? That's your Leon, I was locked in.
No, he asked me to come to his race on the 6th. That's why I just said September the 6th, and Sham got one.
Right.
Because I broke my car last time. Broke the trans, and I didn't make it. I told him I was going to show up down there.
So now I'm going to put your ass on the spot. Who race you going to, Shams or Leon? So where you going to?
Lee, I just found out about Shams. I already told Leon I'm going to get my schedule. He told me last week he had a race and he wanted me to come. He already asked me. I told him. I didn't tell him I could make it yet. So, but I just found out Shams raced this week, today, just a few minutes ago. But we supposed to lock in.
Yeah, I found out last week too that Sham Leon's on the race on the same day.
Well, so I said
the
they
same
know
Leon talked to you. Right.
Yeah.
I found out the same day Leon talked to you, that's the day I found out Leon, me and Leon's on the phone. That's the day I found out Leon said it.
Yeah. But I didn't know about Sham. I just heard, what's the name? Larry don't just say Sham on the six. That's like, damn, that's what made me push one. Like, damn, that's Sam race Leon. That's what I wanted to ask, but they were talking about that other stuff. So I'm like, man, that's kind of fucked up. So somebody in their same backyard to throw the races like that. They ain't that far apart.
Yeah, Sham is September 6th.
Right.
That's when Leon's there.
He told us last week, September the 6th.
Right.
Yep.
In Indiana somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, is anybody else on, Kevin? Big Wheel or any of them on? Okay. Y'all can
carry
on. Larry.
What's going on?
Just listening in. Hey. Was that Kelly?
No, that's Will.
Hey, three look.
What up? You never did give me your opinion that I was speaking on the fact of the matter that If you go somewhere to race somebody, and if a guy is 1 minute or 2 minutes late pulling up to the line, do you think that it's right that that you just take the punk out money then?
You know, the type of person I am, Larry, or the type of person I used to be, Larry, it wouldn't matter. But now it don't matter. If I think I whoop you, I think I can whoop you, get your ass down. Only reason you're trying to take your puck out money, you scared you can't whoop it, and you're going to change your motherfucking mind. Like, man, I bet I'm more than I can chew. I ain't fucking with that motherfucker. So you would pull a tech to try to stop from paying the puck out, take the puck out money, because you can't whoop him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That's my honest opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck. Like he just said, the fast car never get on the track all the goddamn time. Yeah. That's the plan. Look how Lil Tony ran that boy from up here at Shamblin' race. See, I bet it was Lil Tony, the first race. They're trying to blow the man back because he had a problem. But the second time they got back out there, he fucking lit on the snort on the tongue. So, well, you know how people's here. So the boy when lit on the left, they set the wrong tree down, lit on the jam, don't break. That boy said they lit on the red light, but how could you red light it? He put right off a pro tree. Then they came back around, right off a regular tree, and he fucking lit on it up. Yeah, they had won the first race, but they didn't win the first race. They wanted the money, but they couldn't get the money. So they had to come around and with the little tone ass and got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brother Larry.
And that's yes, sir.
There's somebody on here from Detroit. They want to say something to, I think, Three Lug. Somebody on this line. I'm about to open their mic up.
Okay, open them up.
248-5593, your mic open.
What's going on? I got a text saying Three Lug looking for me. I'm just obliging his call. Young Money never scared in the house.
What happened?
I go Squinchy. What's up, Squinchy? Get his ass, Squinchy.
What's going on?
Squinchy.
I know Raggedy Three Lug ain't looking for me.
Hey, Squinchy. Squinchy. You know, you go to Mississippi and they put that fight up on that barrel. And get that fur out, boiling hot, to put that pig in it, to clean that pig skin off. But don't you come here, fucking I'll skin your ass. I will skin your motherfucking ass, boy. Yes, like a pig, I'll skin your ass.
What do you think you going to do? What
you
can
break
calling?
Up you.
What do you want? What do you want? I'm going to let you take a pick of your ass with us. Like they say, pick your poison. You can have what you want. Thor, Brad, Darth Vader, or if I heard correctly, I think you were speaking on Yellow Thing. I'm going to give you a chance to renege that part right there. I'm going to give you a chance to say anything. Hold on. Anything you said, anything that you jumped, anything that you put in your mouth and you start to say about everything, hold on, I'm going to let you take it back now.
I ain't going to take
that's
shit
your chance.
Back. I don't, you know
you
where we are. I ain't know who the hell you was. They said who you was. I don't know who the hell you is tonight. I want motherfucker. What that motherfucker Mustang you just called?
Take a pic.
Darth Vader. That's who I want, motherfucker. You know who I want first. The one we already talked about. But you said you're not running no court. You run the ace. You know who
you
I
that.
Want first, motherfucker.
You want the black car. You want Darth Vader.
You're right. I want Darth Vader
want,
first, right.
Who driving? You is?
Dude, well, make a difference. Who's driving?
Is you talking about
the Mustang? I'm bringing the Mustang, man.
Hey,
man, I'm bringing my Mustang, man.
Mustang you got?
I'm bringing the Mustang, man.
I ain't scared of that.
Y'all
rigged
the
motor
now?
Huh?
Hey, we running nitrous, man. Big iron to big iron, man. Is that what we talked about before? When you thought I could put it in Pac-Man? You thought I could put it in Pac-Man? I'm not running away, motherfucker. Stretch your neck out.
I'm not stretching. Dog,
we ain't gonna run there. If I know Errol talking about you, I would have even said nothing about you. Cause I know you's a coward. You're not gonna run the court. You gonna run the little puppet court. You gonna run the puppet trap.
Hey, three love.
What up?
Three love. Sound good.
The only person run. Hold on, Squinchy. Only run a quarter mile is Dougie. So you might want to be looking for Dougie. He said he want to go a quarter mile. Him and Chemo.
I don't run Chemo. Man, Chemo don't run.
Oh, okay.
Damn, you got friends in Detroit like that? Chemo,
yeah,
you should
know. I don't run Chemo, and I don't run Lil Tony. Rich y'all, fuck y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't fuck us. You can't fuck with us.
Who? I'm going to fuck y'all up.
I'm going to fuck your hero up. Then you going to out
now, wait a minute.
Who's my hero?
Wait.
Jam on break.
Wait, you
gonna whoop my hero, motherfucker. Lock your ass. I'm gonna give your ass the buff, motherfucker. And clear your ass today, motherfucker.
Who was that saying?
Leon, your hero.
Run a quarter.
Leon ain't my mother hero, motherfucker. Jam my hero, motherfucker. And lock your
who?
Ass in. Jam, motherfucker.
Oh, Olsen.
I said Jim. Ain't talking about no damn Tom, motherfucker.
Tom, that's your hero. That's who you always
nah,
want
motherfucker.
Jim,
I
want
my
who
hero,
that
motherfucker.
Only two people run a quarter.
Gabe ain't gonna run the quarter. Aaron ain't gonna run the quarter. Not Aaron, I'm not bad. Gabe, Mailman, the little white, what's his damn name? Jimbo.
Dougie.
And
Jimbo
ain't gonna run the quarter.
Jimbo said he'd run the quarter. I heard him say that. I don't know if it's true or not, but
okay.
He said he would, though. I remember he saying it. He was like, man,
so
I'll run the fucking quarter.
If I run Jimbo.
I change all this shit around.
Aaron, no, Aaron, what that white, what, I ain't mean to call him white. What that motherfucker now we're talking about that shit, Brian Davis? You got to run me in a quarter. I'm fucking him up.
He ain't going to run the quarter. Brian Davis don't run the quarter either.
Well, me and him ain't going to never run there.
I ain't set up for the quarter. I ain't set up for the
motherfucker.
I mean, hold on, motherfucker. You keep talking. I might think about doing a setup. When you talking about running, man? When you bringing your shit up?
And look on the race. I mean, we can do
Hold on, man.
We can do it Friday, man. You go back and change your car. We'll Friday night and come back Saturday. You'll live 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And look on the
That's the thing. I don't feel like fucking the car because I got too many races. I'm thinking after the race, after August 9th race, and just let me see how he get, let him get some more seat time, and then let me see how he do to the A. I might fuck with you to the quarter. I might fuck with you to the quarter.
Okay.
I just want to see how he going to act in this new car. Okay, you're going to feel bad when you sit your fat ass in there and the rookie of the year, you're going to knock your ass off. Grudge Inc., rookie of the year, will knock your ass off. That's what's going to happen.
Who part of Grudge Inc.? Ain't no part of no motherfucking Grudge Inc.
I said Grudge Inc., rookie of the year. He going to get the rookie of the year award from Grudge Inc. He the baddest motherfucker out there.
Now you know I'm fucking him up now.
I think
you're
gonna do that.
You're gonna fuck him up, man.
Yeah.
I'm fucking y'all. I'm fucking Grudge. I'm fucking Grudge and Hero up Biz. I'm fucking him up.
Yeah, hey, look, you're going to be mad when that tree comes farther. You ain't going to get off the line because the tree going to get shot down so bad you're going to feel like goddamn
hey,
water coming in your goddamn windshield.
Hey, man, I already know I can't whoop him up about the tree.
With the tree is going to be like a hypnotic emblem to you. It's going to just let
you
fall asleep and he's going to be out there.
I'm
going to
ask you a question.
You ain't going to want to leave.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you trying to grudge race me or you trying to whoop me off the tree?
Everything.
See, that's why I don't run in no more. That's why I'm running no motherfucking ace. Cause I know a motherfucker gonna move on me. I gotta go down and try to catch your fuck ass between the 13 points.
Hey, look, hold on.
I'm not running
up
to no ace. Let you give me the break.
Hold on. Can I get 2 seconds? I understand that. Just because you said that, I see where you coming from and why you want to do that. You're a little older, a little long in the tooth. You know how it is when the old wolves get pushed to the back of the pack. You know, and they got to try to get what little meat they can. You know, and the motherfucking young, dominant alpha males is up eating, hungry, and letting you get what scraps you can. So you got to try to catch it at the end. Because that's all you're trying to do is catch it at the end, and maybe you can make
hey,
up
for
it.
Man.
I just gave you praise and props. What are you talking about?
I don't like you telling me I got to get the end
okay,
of you, motherfucker.
Okay,
I don't know motherfucker flop. The hell I'm like to you.
Look, I understand, man, when you're in the turf like that, man. You old wolves, you know, you think you can't get out there first, so you got to try to make it up at the end. We're going to leave little scraps on the table for you, but it ain't going to be much, motherfucker. We'll find some of them little slow-ass cars up in Michigan that you can get. But fuck with
okay,
these apple
me,
go sit your fucking
find
ass down somewhere.
Find me some. Find me some. I hope you're in the list when you find me some.
Because you know you me is going to be crazy. You ain't going to get out. And
I
please,
bet you're a motherfucker lie.
Do not mention that yellow car because I would hate to embarrass you. That one I will take out the back door with you. When that
you talking
come
to
back out, and I'm not going to talk shit because it ain't got no punch. But when that do come out, if you think you want to sit next to it, if you think you do, gather up you some money out your own pocket, not collect up the pot. Gather up your own money, walk up to me very nicely and say, Squinchy, I feel like making a donation. Can I sit next to you? And I would gladly oblige, stick my dick in your ass. No problem.
Who you talking to, Sweetie?
You.
Motherfucker, you don't take my good no motherfucking money, motherfucker. Who the fuck you is, the God? God, get your money and cover your motherfucker. That's your own motherfucking money. Here, I'm wrong with you.
Okay. Well, baby, I hate to treat you bad like that, but that's the way it's going to be.
Squinchy, you need some asthma, some Tylenol?
Yeah. I got a headache.
You do.
I got
yeah,
a
headache. I
got to
buy no goddamn money. Like, I'll buy your rent money to go racing with a head around with you.
No, hey, I don't pay rent. Hey, I'm so stupid, man, I got that fuck that I bought my house. I ain't want no more notes. I got tired of paying somebody else. I get phobias about that.
Hey, Gunner Pigs, you there?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm here. What's happening, Sharon? What's happening, Larry? What's happening, Mr. D?
What's going Kevin, on,
what's
guys?
Going on?
Man, hey, y'all damn on break. You didn't speak to me, man. Hey, I'm around with you.
I did say Kevin. Who just right here? Who just said that?
This three love.
Hey, what's happening, three love, bro? And I knew you were.
I know,
man.
You big in that, man. You supposed to speak to me first, man, before you speak to me. Sorry, Red Detroit boy.
Hey, you know what, three love? You coming mighty hard. Kevin, I mean, three love, are you the old person?
Huh?
I
hope it next week. Hopefully I have it next week. They say I have it next week, so.
Okay, because you know what I'm saying.
I have it for the four,
you know,
so.
Well, I tell you what, whenever you get it, you let me know, because there's some guys that I just met at Mike Hillsbury, you know what I'm saying, that might be willing to engage, being that you like to run a quarter or whatnot, eight and quarter. I got some street cars I might do something to you.
Well, I know. I'm coming down to the customer.
Hey, bro, man, listen, I want to give everybody a race report for this Mike Hill event. Unfortunately, it got rained out. A lot of the cars were there. You guys can go to Clock Off on Instagram. Go to Clock Off on Instagram and catch a few pictures of the cars that were at the event. You had Cooper Performance that was supposed to have raised Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon was given Cooper Performance and the purple car, the back tire. The purple car is formerly Kryptonite, which was a bad nitrous car. And other than that, we got rained out. We didn't get a chance to get anything off. I got to the track about 4 o'clock, and there was a power outage in the area, and then the rain came down about 7:30, and drove everybody up out of there. But, man, let me guys tell you something. The cars were in there. and you know that's that. But I want to let everybody know I did see ABM, Big Dave, Mike, and Pre came down. They came into the gates about 15 minutes before it started to rain. They late as usual. You know, that ain't never going to change. But other than that, I've seen a lot of guys I haven't seen in a long time. And once again, I want all my Midwestern brothers to know, don't be scared of these motherfucking Southerners that's running the 8th. Y'all can bust their motherfucking head to the white meat. I know y'all can. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got just as much horsepower and knowledge as they do. So, you know what I'm saying? Stand 10 toes down, but running the quarter and make them meet y'all halfway. What's going on?
Hey, got it. Hey, this brother, D. I don't think it's an issue with beating them guys in an 8th. I think it's more or less you just not gonna come to my house and just totally dictate what I do. And there's one thing to ask me to do something, but they wanna just totally dictate what we do. I think that's a more bigger problem than just beating them in the 8th. Because I don't see it being a problem.
That's very well said.
I kind of agree with you. Like I said, it's up to you guys to stand 10 toes down and say I ain't going. I'm not going for that bullshit. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stand 10 toes down. Eventually, hey, you know what? Without y'all, ain't no reason right now. And I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. I like both. I'm not going to tell no lie. I like to see it all, but I also like to be what's fair. There's no defense against the truth. And, you know, that's that. So, you know, once again, Mr. D, Big Sam, Kevin, and I'm missing somebody's name. Big Sam, Kevin, Mr. D, and Uncle Larry, I apologize. You guys have a good show. I want to thank you guys for coming on over the clock, off, putting it down, and we're going to try to make it happen, and we're going to make it right for everybody, not just for a select few.
All right.
Out the back door.
Hey, Julia, your mic is
gentlemen.
Open. And little Tony,
gentlemen,
your mic is
happening?
Open.
You know, I can't remember everybody's name, but I'm going to say what's up to everybody in Larry D. I'm glad you guys came aboard, man, and we're going to do some good things on Saturdays now, too.
Yes, sir.
Larry, what's going on, man?
What's going on, boy? How you doing, man?
Man,
fuck that LTD.
Hey, for all y'all want to know, look, my hero on the phone now.
Aaron. Don't disrespect
me.
Listen. One thing I learned, I was trained in the art of listening. I know who's goofy.
Damn, that's to be cold.
I give up. I surrender, man. Hey, I ain't going to say nothing.
July 26th,
y'all going to wish that motherfucking LTD never came out this morning.
Hey,
what's going on, Tony?
Hey, you must have known I was going to be on the show. Keep your mouth quiet while I'm on the show. Be quiet.
That's my hero right there, Aaron. That's my hero, Aaron.
Tony.
Huh?
Tony, did you talk to her?
No.
Hey, Tony.
I sent him something.
Hey Tony, you get any punk out money lately?
No, man, I can't find nobody that, you know, wanna get on their stomachs right now, so you know.
Aaron
keep going online, he gonna fuck around and pay the lockup money.
Hey, never pay no lockup money to you, son. I'm gonna teach your motherfucking ass a lesson.
Hey, Aaron, all these years we've been partying, so you gonna make me go ahead and kill you, man? Just go ahead and submit. Go on, tap out, man.
Hey. Brian Davis might make you lay on your stomach. You come out there with chesting on your first date, might fuck you up.
Bet with it.
You better
bet
be clean,
with it, motherfucker. That's what you bet with. It.
I might. If I don't like what I see, I bet. I'm gonna stand
you
down.
You ain't gonna see nothing because I'm gonna run him off the trailer. Nah, motherfucker, not bet with it.
I'm just going to say this before I jump off. My understanding, if you are looking to engage
with the Motor City Mafia, you got two choices when you lock in. You either go to trial or go in your cell and hang yourself. But they ain't no plea bargain. You understand what I'm saying? The minute you are called out, the minute that indictment is dropped on your ass, either go to trial or hang yourself, man. What y'all want to do, man? What y'all want to do?
Man.
Come on.
That gold bitch going to sit on the right. What color you paint that motherfucker? Back yellow, like that Camaro?
Nah, man. I'm black this year.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Don't engage in these conversations, man. Come on, man.
Hey, Junior, he's a little Tony historian. That motherfucker know more about me than I do. I'm a ride with him. You gonna ride with Lil Tony, right? Man, to the world blow up. All right. Okay. Me too, motherfucker. Hey, look, on the 26th, after we go down. Just come on over to Young Money Trailer. I'm going to give you some chicken wings, and you can come hand me my money. I want you to pay me, because I never met you. I want you to hold the money and come pay me.
Check this out. I'm coming to your trailer because you owe me 6 t-shirts to begin with.
Hey, look,
so you gonna know,
you
hey,
told
you
me
know
you told me to take my daughter shopping. I did. Thank you.
Hold on. That your daughter shopping had to deal with other things. But I tell you in the beginning of the season, I say, hey, man, what's up with them Gold Digger Young Money t-shirts? You said, man, I got you.
I got a new one for you. That was six months ago.
I didn't make it down there to see you. Okay,
I got one for you, man.
Hey, United States Postal Service, they work 6 days a week here in Chicago, sir.
Man, I don't know about that country, folks. Young Money bought so much shit. The trailers, all the UPS trucks and shit is backed up. They've been dropping shit off everywhere.
Well,
we tried to get John Doe to the track, man. We debuted John Doe out there.
Well, okay then. Shit. And hope he don't end up with a toe tag when it's all said and done.
Man, Darth Vader coming out there too.
Hey,
it's gonna be a lot of young money out there.
Hey, Junior.
What are you gonna do to the Young Money shirt?
To hang a little color tack the sign off of?
No, what I do with all of them. I use all them t-shirts to work with, man. I ain't gonna dirty my shit up.
Oh, okay.
I'm bullshit.
Hey, Brother Larry, you there?
Come on, Larry, stop sipping that cup. Come on back, baby.
Hey,
yes,
it's right here. I got somebody else on the line from Detroit. They keep calling from Detroit. Nah, Dougie.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, this is the first
open night. Let him go, Sham. Let him go.
Okay. Hey, Dougie, your mic open.
Get his ass, Dougie.
What's happening?
Man, three lugs, man. I told me out the back door. I said, talk to Dougie. God damn it. We're going to come to all these out of town motherfuckers.
He hung up the last time we got on the phone talking about that shit.
Oh, he must have for sure thing.
Three lugs.
I don't
know.
No damn
drunk boy, y'all sweet motherfuckers. Fuck, I'm hanging up on a sweet motherfucker,
fuck.
Man,
I'm
fucking you up,
you
fucking Rudy Poop.
Yeah,
hey, man.
I hear you talking real good.
I get two people that he trust and respect. That's Chemo and Lil Tony. The rest of you motherfuckers getting in the hot water got boiling for you motherfuckers. That's what y'all need to do. I'm skinny like a live pig, motherfucker. That's all y'all need to do. I don't
on the 26th, yeah.
Okay. It's your job, motherfucker.
Man, y'all sound like y'all gang banging tonight. What the hell's going on, man? I mean, hey Larry. This is a prime example why you can't get a bunch of grudge racers together on the phone, man. They can't. Hey, can't y'all? Hey, man, how you doing, man? How the weather? How life treating you? No, they want to go at each other's throats as soon as
you're supposed to.
Hey, we like the blood. We like the blood, dude.
Hey, Brother Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got Sleepy on the line. I need to let him in so he can say something to his brother right quick.
Y'all hold on for a minute. Let me go Sleepy in.
Hold on.
Hey, you got some background, brother.
Yeah, I'm about to look for it. Hey, Sleepy, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, sir? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Sleepy?
Hey, Larry, you know, just hanging in there, baby. That's all. Everything's going to be all right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we kind of sorry to hear what had happened to you, Sleepy, but you know we're going to reach out for you, Sleepy. That's... You know, we got plenty of love for you, man. This ain't nothing new. This is something you've been known about. So we're going to reach out for you, man. Miss something, man, and we're glad that God bless you, man, what didn't nothing happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man. That's the main thing that came to my mind, man. As I watched everything I own go down, I said, Father, the house go. I said, oh, well, the good Lord going to give it back to me bigger and better, bro. So that's how I look at it, you know.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
And by me living where I live at, out in the country, the fire station is about from here to New York, so it took them all day to get there. Hell, I beat them there. And that just is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I ain't holding my head, I'm going to just keep on going. But like I said, you can close your man down, but you can't keep him down. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, and that's the way you always been,
Buster. My family good, I'm good. That's all my main concern is, man. That's material stuff. I can get that again. I can't get another daughter, another son, another wife. So everybody got out, even the pit. So I'm feeling good about it, man. And, you know, like I said, I can get through this. I'd have been in worse shape than this and got out of it. So I appreciate what you brothers doing, man. You know, love go both ways. You know, and, hey, it's good ink, baby. And it's clock. I bag both of them, man. I don't want to get the other, man. I love everybody. Good racing, drag racing, period, man. That's what it's about, man. I've been doing it, last, you know, for a long time. And, hey, I just got my truck going, but I'm going to go on and sell a motor. I want to buy the motor, man, because if I'm going to build something, I got to build better than what I had. And the insurance company, you know, I ain't got no $100,000 house, so it ain't like I'm going to get $1 million from the people, so I'm gonna put some money with it, man, to build me something nice, man. I can race next year.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Buster, we're glad that everybody's okay, man, and our prayers go with you. You know we got plenty of brotherly love for you, man, so we're gonna reach out to you and we're gonna touch you just like we've been touching you all these years, Sleepy. You know, so
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you're okay, and I'm gonna back down. Somebody else might wanna say something to you.
All right, man. I'll see you on the 19th, man, because I'm going to come to the race, man. They're going to give me a little time off, man, to get, you know, a roof over my head so we can get my business taken care of at the house out here. So, you know, I'm going to just do what to do, man. I'm not going to let that stop my life. You know, I got to keep on doing that love, man. You know, that's why I see good racing and give me the thumbs and have a good time, because that ain't going to stop me.
All right. Anybody else got anything they want to say to Brother Sleepy before we go back to our activities?
Hey, this Cadillac Sleepy.
Cadillac, how you doing, baby?
Man, how you doing, man? I'm just glad you all right, baby.
Yes, sir.
Just listening
yes, sir.
In, supporting the show, Uncle Larry, Street King, Three Love, the fellas, family, what's happening? It's the Lack.
What's going on, everybody?
Everything good, man. Everything good, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank the
yes,
Lord
sir.
You wasn't in the house, man.
Man, I'm glad you're feeling better, man. I was kind of worried about you, Lack, but I know you're strong,
yeah,
buddy. I know
man.
You're
going to
come through it.
Oh, man, you know, man, without God, man, wouldn't be nothing, man. It's a blessing, man.
That's it, man. That's it. That's why I ain't got no worries, man. This ain't nothing right here, man. I can beat this.
Right. Straight, honey. That's y'all, man. Just want to give my blessings to you, brother. It's going to be all right.
Oh, yes, sir. Right. You know that, baby. Lord, you know I ain't worried about this, man. I'm in good spirit,
all
man.
Right.
All my family living, so I'm good.
That's all. As long as you put your hand on everything, good.
Yes, sir.
And how you been? How you been, bro? Cadillac, we going to hear you on the show, man.
Hey, man, I'm coming every day. I'm getting strong, getting better, man.
every day, so everything is good.
That's a good thing, because like you said, without that man, would none of this be possible.
Without him, man, we ain't nothing, man. I just found out that Bobby Womack died yesterday, man. Dude, we leaving here, man. We got to be strong, man. BS1, man.
That's it.
Activity, man. We don't need none of that.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, Cadillac. We want this. That's why we're doing this show, Cadillac. We want this to be a positive show, man. We want to make some good things happen, man. We want to be more positive and try to make things be real good for everybody, you know?
Well, man, you know, hey, I'm just glad we're a part, man. We family, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to Gunner Pick, man. Big Sham, all the fellas, man. Tell them thank you, man. We had a good place, you know?
And the next time,
I'll just
bring some box spray or whatever they want.
That's
100. Yeah, I'd like you to take care of yourself, brother, and get better, man. It's good to hear your voice, man. Good
oh, yeah. Appreciate that, Sleek. Appreciate that. Are you all good, Uncle Larry?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the guys to get back to the show. I'm ready for them to get back.
Where D at? Tell D I say what's up.
Yeah, D probably partially still working again, you know. And
we
got a new schedule was going to kind of fall off in that tonight, you know. But the thing is, the show must go on, man. And the
show
got
to carry on.
So let's have a free fall Saturday night, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing. Real good thing there. Good to hear some real talk out there. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Hey, Street King. Street King, you still on the line? You still on the line, Street King?
No, it's not necessary.
My mic open? Yeah.
Okay.
Street King, what's up?
Somebody got some background noise.
Sure do. I was trying to see what Street King's still on the mic.
Yeah, he's still here. I'm looking for the noise.
Okay.
Cadillac Joe, do you go?
Hey, Larry, I'm going to go on mute. I don't know if it's me or not, but I'm going to go on mute. Let me know if that's it.
Yeah, preacher boy.
Yeah,
that's Cadillac Joe's.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody heard from that East Side boy? They got that Incredible Hulk. That kind
I'm on the phone
yet?
Right now.
Did you get your car running, man?
Yeah, I'm almost there, brother.
Okay. You think you're going to make it to the Wayne's event August
9th? No, I'm not coming down August 9th down in Myla. The further I come,
okay.
I come to Martin, but I'm not coming August 9th. You know, but
things
could change, though. You know what I'm saying? Things could change.
Yeah. Because I might, you know, y'all always doing some traveling. I know, man, you talked about it before. So I'm going to see.
Right.
We gonna end up, before the season, I'm going to put something together. You know,
that's what I was going to do. If things change,
yeah.
Man, and the money looking right, I'll be there.
Okay. I was hoping a bunch of y'all come down there because you know Tony Burns and them coming down. You know, I feel like y'all Midwest, we need to represent deep when they come down. You know, we want to show them a good time. We want to feed them. We got to get them some girls. We want to get them some girls. We want to show them some hospitality. But most of all, we want to go ahead and engage with them and make sure they go home nice and broke. We want to treat them right, like they're supposed to.
Give them a few dollars
to get back on 75 and head back south smiling and feeling bad, you know. And say, well, I came down, they fed me and got me them girls. But God, they left me off broke. And whether they go to Chicago or whatever, it's Midwest. So we got to keep that money in, you know. It's however it got to stay.
You gotta stay in the family.
Going down south. That's right.
That's true.
They talk crazy about it.
That's 100 grand.
They don't think we're doing nothing.
They don't think we got no fast cars, you know. They say we can't do this. We had a limited season. When you got 5 months to put something, they got 8, 9 months, some places 10 months to put in. You can't compare that. And we do it.
That's real talk, man. That's real talk.
Let them come up. Let them come up, and we gonna better pay the price, like I said. I'll make sure
put these nuts in their mouth. That's what we gonna do.
That's true.
Put these nuts in their mouths. Do they want salty? They want some chocolate. That's the time it is. Stand up.
Hey, Cadillac Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I try to come to the hospital to get my park out money, man. But
you ain't got no park out money coming, boy. I told you, man. You ain't got no punk out money. You ain't even time to race. You already know what time the race gonna be. I'm gonna put you on your stomach, boy, and put you some jack pants up under.
Man, look. I came to the hospital to get my punk out money, man. But your son will let me up on the third floor.
It wasn't supposed to let you up on the up on the third floor. You ain't registered. You just get my money ready. That's all you do, get my money ready. Because I will be to get my money on the 26th.
Well, I was at the track on the 7th, ready to arm.
You know we had changed that. You the one who changed it. You said, man, you want to do it at 131. I said, man, I'm with that. It ain't about the punk out money with me. It's about getting yourself to the line, boy. I'm going to baptize you, boy. I'm going to straight up whoop you, boy, with the belt. Without no Vaseline, boy. Not going to play with you. I like you, but I'm going to chastise you.
Cadillac Joe, I'm glad to have you back, brother. Glad to have you back. Just good to hear you back, man.
Hey, D, what's happening, man?
Hey, well, man, we've been kind of worried about you.
And
heard everything. We're glad to have you back here again.
I'm glad to be back, man. I'm glad to be back.
Okay, now you can continue your fight now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to handle youngster. I got to put him in his place. He laying there talking about he got punk out money. How you gonna get punk out money? We done changed it. It ain't about the punk out money. It's about getting to the line, boy. I allowed you to get yourself out the hole. Because 7, if I had a cane, you would have had to pay the money. It ain't about the money. It's about getting yourself to the line. That's what it's about with me. I'm going to show you how it's done. But just make sure you bring my check.
So then when are you going to try to run this race, Joe?
We're going to run them at 131 at a Little Tony race on the 26th.
Okay.
That's when we're going to get out. If the Hawk ain't ready, he got problems.
How y'all running? How this race going?
Hey, he give me everything in drag racing.
Cool.
So I got to go with that.
So we running head up.
I can get an advertisement like that.
We running head up out the back door. That's the race.
Going out the back door. So I'm going to see what he made of.
He said you run your head up out the back door.
Out the back door. I'm sticking at where I come from. We run out the back door. We don't run no 8 mile. 8 mile for sissies. That's why I feel. If you don't like it, then get these. You want me to go out the back door, make it right. I'll try you out the back door. Make it right. I ain't studying the back door. I'm out. I'm going all the way through. Back door is the action.
You know, I was out at US 66 yesterday. I didn't see that one car go today. I seen everybody go out the back door. I saw some 10-inch cars, 14, 15, 1600 also. But everybody went out the back door. That
everybody
white
went
break.
Out the back door. You know, like I say,
I'm gonna check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, check it out. They run. Hey,
I'm
the quarter mile.
I'm gonna say something. Don't get who get mad. Don't get fuck about no motherfucker. Back. All you fans want to run eight got the bid and left his ass down here. What the mess did to come back and run eight? No, you fans want to run that motherfucker eight. So fuck y'all. Yeah, I said it. Fuck y'all.
That's it.
And tell bid I said, Lee, don't bring that Mustang cross out there to 67. Because down there, I'm going that Mustang beat a brace off his ass.
Wow.
Hey, Brother Larry.
Yes, sir.
Let me let, hey, Stokes, your mic is open.
Yes, come over here. Come over here, Sam.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, Brother Stokes?
Chilling out, man. I ain't on nothing. Man, congratulations to y'all, man, on y'all's show, man.
Yeah, glad to have you on here too, Stokes. I was wondering when you was going to come in. I hadn't heard nothing from you tonight. I wondered when you were going to come in because I know you don't miss shows.
No, man, I'm on them air rip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't doing that, man, out here just taking me a Saturday night crew.
Yes, sir. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's raining in Chicago?
It was.
It rained.
Oh, okay.
They rained out south, huh?
Yeah, it rained up south.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I ain't on nothing. I just see a lot of thunder up here in Wisconsin, though. See a lot of lightning up in the sky, but other than that, yeah. But hey, ain't nobody going to the Nationals another day?
The Grudge Nationals? No, ain't nobody said nothing about that.
Oh, the out in 66.
The NHRA. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's a few. I know quite a few people went yesterday, the middle day to Jelly Bean Store, but that first day and that last day is when they jelly, basically, you know, when they load up down in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm on here on y'all. Y'all go keep the show rolling.
All right.
All right, now.
Good coming in, bro. So appreciate you too, man.
Man, no problem, man. Y'all got me every week.
All right. Hey, all Stokes.
Right. Yo.
Hey, Stokes. Hey, man. On July 20th. Yeah, what up, man?
Oh, July 26th, you flipped into a backbreaker, boy. Stop playing.
Hey, on the 26th, man. On the 26th, just put that on your calendar, man. I'm going to change y'all name, man.
Man, I'm doing push-ups right now waiting on that date.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You been all right?
Yeah, I'm all good.
All right, man, it's good to hear your voice, bro.
That's good to hear you back, L.A.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Uncle Larry.
It got real quiet, yeah.
How you doing, Uncle Larry? This baby boy, this is the real baby boy. And the cat show, baby. Shout out to you boys, man. I hear this show, I have the nice school. And I'm picking my date up, and I'm gonna have to unmute my mic. I'm just listening in, supporting the show.
Yeah. Good having you on, baby boy. Good hearing from you too also, man.
I like it when a thing
come together, man.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We got the
little
Larry Conrad
girl
around here. What up, Joe?
Yeah, I'm right here, baby boy. What's the tune with you, boy? What's up with my shout, man?
Man, slow motion, man. You know you're trying to make it, baby. You know, hold on with both hands.
Hey, there you go. Hold on with both hands on the bar, baby. Hey, we on Uncle Larry's show, the new show, best show. Hey, but we on Friday nights on the same show, same number, 347-850-1016, Friday night, Cadillac, baby boy, getting it in. Gonna strike it up. We finna start something. It's finna be on and popping. They ain't gonna know what hit them. Coming out hard on these 30s on this 2015 ESP Escalade. You understand? We doing it like that. We doing big things over here.
And the good thing about it, Cadillac, the first night was free fall night.
Yeah.
But after free fall night, starting next Saturday, we're going to really get it in, baby. We're going to really get it in.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to compose the show. And when we compose the show, we're going to let everybody see what we're talking about. This show going to be for everybody, man. It ain't going to be no big eyes or small you. Anybody got an opinion, welcome to come in on it. Most important thing about the show, we want to make sure that we keep it 100. We want to make sure that we keep it good, and we want to make sure we keep it organized, and we want to make sure that everybody come in, everybody's opinion is valued on this show.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
That's it. We want the people who don't want to push the one button, want to push the one button.
Yeah, we want them to push it.
We ain't got to be afraid. We don't want them to be afraid. Come on in. We welcome.
Hey, Larry, I got a quick question. So that means all topics, all issues at some point will be addressed. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that go on that, I mean, it seems at times as if divide and conquer rule is in place, and amongst us it shouldn't be like that. I don't care how big a grudge we may have towards each other with regards to race, we still got to maintain some type of unity. And even amongst these, they're still on, you know.
No doubt. No doubt.
I really feel that at some point certain things need to be addressed, you know.
Exactly.
But that's for a later date, brother. Again, later.
That was beautiful and most eloquent. Junior, that was beautiful and most eloquent.
Yeah, you know, my old lady wrote it down for me. Thank you.
Hey, Junior.
Yes,
I got something I was gonna get at you tomorrow with, but I'm gonna talk about it here. That they was doing on the Willie Dog and them show. You know, he had a little topic. They was talking about the Young Guns and the South. You know, they was talking about the up and comers down there. They got a little nephew and a couple other cats down there, and how they was getting it together down there, and they was doing their thing. And you know, Young Money never scared. Look, Chris was brought up down there too, because they said how he was doing his thing. Well, I'm asking because I really don't know. You know, I'm just getting in this thrillers thing and making a name for myself this year. But out of Chicago, who is the youngest gun doing something out of there? I'm really trying to find out. Now, part two of this was, we was talking about putting some type of shootout, something together for the young guys to see who is the best, who can chop the tree and get it down the track and do the thing on the track with the cop of the Young Guns. You know, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think that sounds real good. I mean, I can't really say who, but I know a lot of the guys, they ain't out yet. They ain't performing. You know, you guys got a head start. You guys went down south. You know, you sorted your car out. You've been going out even when the weather was bad. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of new faces that, as the season goes by, they going to start engaging. Now, I'm pretty sure they just as hungry as your boy is. I mean, let's give that a little bit of time, and believe it or not, towards the end of the year, that would be great. You know, now I understand you may have a young guy hungry. He may have a slower car, way slower car, but he's still looking to engage. The faster cars, if you hungry and you claim you that rookie, you're going to have to make it right for him. You know, come on. I mean, even if a gamble ain't on the line, man, get that tree to work, and let's see who's who. Let's see who really is that bad man, you know?
Right. That's
definitely
one of the things, because the way they was talking about trying to get the banquet together and everything and who the best driver and the way they looking. And like you said, I did get an advantage because I got to take him down south. But the way it's been leaning and the way they were talking this week, he is the only cat out of the Midwest. A lot of the cats been leaning towards are in the south. They got an even bigger head start. They got the
right,
fans,
right.
A lot of the
that's
favorites,
right.
You know.
That's right.
You know. You know. So I'm looking. You know, like
I
you
mean,
said, towards the end.
I'll tell you this, June, July, August, September, I mean, things happen, you know, but for the most part, I think everybody's going to be up and running by then, and we're going to see. It might be a old school cat, which is a rookie, because they've been gone for a long time. They haven't raced. I mean, to me, to categorize them, I don't care if you've been in the racing game 50 years. If you've been gone X amount of time and you just getting in, you're an old rookie, but you still a rookie, you know.
Right.
And
I like that.
Me personally, I'd love to see the story of the young bull and the old bull. Let's see. Come on. Let's see what's happening. But
we gonna end up. And I'm gonna get something together. I've been checking on a few trucks, even if we have to put it a little deeper. We ain't gonna go too far and stuff, but I've been looking and investigating, and I'm trying to get it. It's gonna be something towards the end of this season. We're gonna get together, and we not bring them all the way out. We might do a little trap. We're gonna get the young bull, even if we have to finance the best one out of Chicago. The best one out of Michigan, the best one out of Indiana, get them together. Everybody do some type of shootout, put a pot together, bring your best bull, and we get them boys down there to get their best ones, and we put them together and make them engage. That's how we're going to have to see that one.
That's right.
That's what I would like to see.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I truly believe in this. And this is my personal opinion. If it ain't, as they say, a confirmed kill, because, I mean, anybody can come on and say, man, I did this, I did that, I did this, I should be the one. I think it should be based off of confirmed, whether it's a picture, a video, or if you got 20 people speaking about the same thing, then, I mean, it confirms it. You know?
Right, that's true.
You know, it's kept level. You know, it ain't nothing that, you know what, man, there's favoritism here because this is his boy or this is his partner. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I see where you're going with it.
Right. If you come out there and it's confirmed that, you know, hey, man, I'm going to tell you this, prime example. Last year, I was steady always hearing Meatball talking about some young boy with, I don't know if it was a Cutlass or a Regal. This boy was engaging damn near every night of the week. I mean, he got acknowledged on the show, but on a wider spectrum, I mean, he should have been acknowledged. You know, this is a guy that in the season probably had 30, 40 confirmed kills. Come on, man. How could you not acknowledge a guy like that, even though it's underground, but it was confirmed, man. You got it. That's the guy that a year, 2 years, 10 years from now, he may be the next assassin out there. Come on, man. You got to acknowledge your people, man. You know,
and it wasn't done. Acknowledge a guy like that? Well, he's doing his thing. And I know the cat you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about. They was doing their thing on the street.
But this is the thing. Even though it's out on the street, okay, I'm gonna put my disclaimer out there. I don't condone it, but I ain't against it either.
That's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. What he's doing out there, I don't condone it as As an older person, you know, I got a little bit more sense. Don't get me wrong. Everybody in Chicago know I love this shit, and I love to go out on the street, and I love to go out there and engage with my guys. But I don't condone it to be politically correct, but I ain't against it either. But he still should have got acknowledged because he's doing what, if you look at it, I might be able to pick 10 different guys that are upper-class guys that grudge race, and between all of them, they ain't got as many kills as he got by himself. So how could you not acknowledge him?
Yeah, he's very well. He should have been acknowledged. He should have.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He a monster. He a monster.
You know. I'm being honest with you. You know, that's the thing we shooting for. I our record. We make it known every time. I engage every time I go to the track. I try to a minimum of 5 times plus a shootout. You know, it ain't trying to just get out there to pick on somebody just to say I'm racing.
Right, right.
I'm trying to get wins.
But
I'm trying to engage guys that truly want to race.
But see, that's what, and I understand. You know, it could be mechanical, it could be financial. There's different reasons why people, at some point or another, are not engaging. But those that are ready, come on, man. If you, every event, you go to those events and you putting in 3, 4, 5 laps and you ain't engaging, my personal opinion, you full of shit. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
A cop is a work in progress, gentlemen. You can't have every bug out
thank
that motherfucker.
Thank you.
So
thank
shake
you.
That motherfucker
I,
on the ground.
Right. I understand it. When you go back,
I go out and
track with
cockroaches falling everywhere.
When you go back to what I grew up on, if we brought the car on the trailer or we drove it there, I didn't tell nobody, hey, let me make a hit first. Let me check this. Let me check that. Let me make another hit, and then we going to race. Man, as soon as we get to the spot, man, we warming up the tires. Let's roll. So
yes, sir.
I understand. Mechanically, I understand the technology's changed. But you know what? In my opinion, I may be wrong. I may get blasted for it. But right now, in this time and age, it is a whole lot easier to sort out a car than what it was 20 years ago. Because we ain't had the internet. We ain't had none of this shit. We ain't had none of the electronics, none of the stuff that you got now. You know? But
that's why that's why you got to respect Chucky for coming off the trailer and doing a race. Because that's like, and you, I think y'all pointed out before, that's like a street race, man.
That's it.
And say, let's race, pull it off the trailer, get it up to a line, warm it up, do a burnout, and blast that little motherfucker down the track, spitting, sputtering, popping, and banging.
Right.
If need be, that's what's going on with his car. He do it every race. I said, you can't get it off your blood, but that's what he do.
I understand. Now, I understand with the traveling, you know, it's kind of hard. That you at miling, you at wherever you from, you steady there running week after week, and somebody comes from out of town. You know, okay, you got the home court advantage, so it's kind of tough.
Yeah,
but if I feel my car can go down any track, man, you got to come on with it. Come on.
Look here, bro. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with a brother wanting to test his car before he run a race.
No doubt.
There's nothing wrong with coming off the trailer. I don't find anything wrong with either way. But I agree with you when you said you can run down the track all day, but you can't engage. But then again, on my other hand, what if I can't get anyone to engage? If I'm trying to engage and we just can't seem to come to an agreement, hey, I'm trying, we just can't get out of track. I can't give you everything that you want.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you
that's
won't,
true.
Take what
that's
I'm trying
true.
To give. You
that's
know,
right.
My car might be suited. The 3 guys I tried to run today, my car might be suited to run them head up, not give them everything in racing. I mean,
right.
I do that, you
that's
know.
Right.
Not deep. You can't just knock a guy. You got to watch a guy and see if. But now, once again, like you said about the street racing, if a person is racing on the street, and we all know we older guys, we don't condone that, but we also can't knock it whenever we cut our teeth on. Our teeth was cut on street racing. You know, so you can't knock that neither.
You're right. Now I got a question, B. How many times, you know, you old school, how many times was a race going to be head up and you seen that that man wasn't doing nothing and just to get it off, man, fuck that. Give him the bus, man. Let him go. Let him go.
But see, once again, that's old school racing. Old school is what it took to get the race off. New school racing. New school, here's the problem with new school. Whatever you say out your mouth, that's what they tend to want to pinpoint you to. And see, old school didn't do that. Old school said, if this is what it takes, and I think I could still win, and they did it.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
If I tell you I'm going to give you the break, I know a guy right today offered a guy a condo break. I believe it was a condo break, maybe just a break. The car that was getting the spot has speeded up drastically since the offer had been made. But due to the fact that he wants what the guy told him he would give him, they never get the race off yet.
You see? So the other guy, again, that's what I call, now that he was looking down his throat, he don't want to bend. But the other guy was willing to give him what he felt he needed. You know, that's some bullshit.
Look here, brothers. How about it? I believe I got 2 minutes left here. Let me first say I appreciate you, all you guys that came on, those that's on now, those that dropped off. Really appreciate y'all coming on, job. Yes, sir.
Let me open up this last mic before you do that. 734-4942. Your mic is open.
Right on.
Hello, fellas. Y'all got Melvin here, man. I'm just calling to support the show. Having a good show here going on.
Appreciate you calling. Bro, Melvin.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing fine, Melvin. Glad to hear you call in, man.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm going to support you guys, man.
Well, I appreciate it, too, very much.
Yep.
It gets greater later, Melvin. It gets greater later.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's great right now, man. I'm just about to get oil pressure, man, so I can start having fun again. So.
There you go. Yeah. Come on, Melvin. You know I've been telling them a long time. Y'all keep messing with Melvin, he'll come out and knock one of you out. Come on, baby.
Jeez. Yep. I'm on my way coming back. I'm going to have
there
me some fun. Hey. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, Larry, D, before I jump off, man, hey, man, appreciate you guys, man, bringing this show on, man. And as always, man, great success, man, you know?
Yeah. And thanks, Junior, because, you know, we like I tell you, ain't no big eyes and no small
you,
man. We all created equal time. We all going to be on equal terms, and we're going to share this thing, and we're going to make it good. We're going to make it real good. Real good.
Okay. Hey, I'm gonna say my little appreciation to you too, there, Fitz Chandler. All you gentlemen for having Never Scared Young Money on the show, we greatly appreciate it. Detroit boys, we see you boys hopefully on the 12th. We got No ET, little Tony's race on the 26th, and our Never Scared show for the $10,000 on August 8th. Man, we appreciate you, young boys. Have a nice night. This from Squinchy too.
Hey, look here, brother. Let me say this here. I was about to do what you call it in church a benediction, but I've been informed that we do have another hour to run. I've been a very poor host tonight because I'm at work. Sorry for doing that to you guys, leaving Larry right there by himself like that. But it's so noisy in this truck, I'd rather come in and out so I can listen, but I can't do too much talking. But if for a minute, we have another hour to go. As long as the phones are ringing, we're going to keep it rolling.
If everybody want to hang in now, we'll keep the show rolling.
We're going to keep it rolling.
Let's roll with it. Let's keep it going.
Champ?
Hey, Champ. Like
hello, is this a gentleman, a lady. How's everybody doing this evening?
We're doing fine, Champ. You ready for next week?
Ready? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. Took a while, but I got it.
Well, you people enjoy your meals. Come on, baby.
Oh, man, was that Stutterbug?
Hey, man, I got to use that.
That was smooth right there. Hey, that was on it right there. That came right in on time.
Man, so right.
So right. Hey, girl.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Don't say nothing. You talking to me?
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
Not at all. I want you to have it. Will you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hi, don't
pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it. Have the cornbread.
If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him.
Hey, man, he's going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you.
Ray, look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that, because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
That's right.
That's real talk. Yes, indeed.
That's it. Yeah, for this the guy's still working and stuff, you know, and he didn't have to come in and just say anything about the fact that he ain't able to be on the show. We're gonna make the show work out anyway, you know, because that's why I let it be a free fall tonight, because I know he had things to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna try to get it in, man. I'm telling y'all. Oh yeah, we're gonna get it in. There ain't no doubt about that. I'm going to keep it going. That's what we do. Everybody know that it's we're new sheriff in town. We brand new. Hey, can you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell smells so good. Fresh. That's all.
Yes, sir.
It's all good in the hood, though.
Big Sham.
Yeah, Brother Larry.
How many people we still got with us?
It's a few people still left. All the mics that press the one button, they on.
The other ones are just listening now. We told them that everybody's more than welcome to come in and get your opinion now.
Brother D was misinformed. I don't know who told him that, but we short time. We wasn't right about to go off, but we got a few minutes left. We only got about maybe like 5 minutes left.
Right.
Okay,
let's
run
another 3 minutes,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes left. We'll let them go another 3 minutes. Wide open.
Yeah, I'm looking at the time clock here. Yeah, we got like five under 5 minutes now.
Uh-huh. Big Sham, what's going on, man? It's the lag. What's happening with you? Big Sham.
checking on something, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to take a few minutes to plug my show next Friday night, 8 o'clock on Clocks Off. New station, new crew. 347-580-1016. That's the new show number, man. We just wanted to get everybody to come on out and get on the radio, speak your mind, and let it be free. And have a good time.
That's right.
That's what we want.
That's the Cadillac. That's the Cadillac and Baby Boy show.
Yes, Cadillac and Baby Boy. That's right. That's right. Thanks, D. Appreciate that plug. I knew you would come on with it. I know you come on downtown.
I've been forced to be a bad host tonight because I'm at work. But
You ain't been a bad host. You've been on time. You've been on time.
You ain't been no bad host.
I really appreciate everyone. I want to say we appreciate everyone that called in. We really appreciate having you guys on, man, giving your opinion and voicing your opinion to this grudge racing, drag racing world. Our team is to make it bigger and better every Saturday night. We'll make it bigger and better than it's been in the past.
That's
whatever
right.
We did last week, y'all try to succeed it next week. And with that being said, we're short of time now, but
time's still rolling. Clock do what it do. Keep on moving.
Keep it up on moving.
Hey, D.
Larry. I think D's phone dropped. It generally drops every now and then.
This drag, Larry.
What's up, drag?
I just want to announce that August the 2nd and the 3rd, Big Drag's 3rd annual Grudge Race Weekend, Byron Dragway. Got this pro stock shootout. We're going to put a tennis tire class together, slow class together. We got money races, the gamblers race, and all type of party and picnicking again. For the people that can make it, we'd love to have you there. But if you can't make it, we understand.
Understand.
What's up, Drag?
What's going on, Cadillac?
How you feeling, hey, brother?
Everything good, man. We're looking to see you there, Cadillac, with that Marrow.
Oh, man, you know I'm coming through the gate, man. I'll be there, man.
Okay, bro. Okay.
I'm definitely going to show up now.
I'm thinking about making a super stock show, too, Cadillac, and your car fit right in place with horsepower, you know, no nitrous car, you know, full-body car, super stock style okay. car. But I haven't put that together yet, but I'm thinking about trying to do that.
Well, whatever you do, man, I'm there. I'm there, Drag. Don't worry about it. I'm there.
All right, I got you, bro.
Hey, Drag.
Would you get a date again? Yeah. Big Drag, give the date again.
The third annual Big Drag Grudge Race Weekend is August the 2nd and the 3rd. That's a Saturday and Sunday of 2014. The big date is on Sunday. I do want to mention that Donye has a race as well on the 2nd. And my intention is to try to get over there to Donye's race for a little while just to support them boys and then make hightail back over to my race and prepare for the big day on Sunday. But my deal is a two-day deal.
Okay. And where you going to be at, Drake? Where track you at? Rockford?
Byron Dragway, Rockford. They call it Rockford, but it's in Byron, you know, 15 minutes out of Rockford, a little north.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So let me mention that every year that we've had that race, there's always been 2 to 3 good, strong grudge racers.
So what you saying? Mama said knock someone out?
Yes, sir. We're gonna try to knock some more out this year. Maybe we can knock a few more. The St. Louis boys are normally in the house. The Memphis boys are in the house. You know, the Michigan, Indiana boys are in the house. So that should be a real good race again.
Okay. Yeah.
that's for all you brothers that's all you brothers that's coming from the East Coast, the South, coming to Illinois, coming to a big drag show, coming to Danier's show, that's thinking you're coming up in here and gonna manhandle the North. Mama said, knock you out.
Hey, Drag, I look forward to being there with you, man. I want to make that run. I'm going to come all motors.
You come on down there. I got a little surprise for you.
All right. I'm going to be there.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to having you, man.
All right.
Okay, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Good show, too, D. Damn good start off, bro.
It, yeah, appreciate
it. Good show. Good show,
yeah,
D. Good show.
And Larry. And Larry. And all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal,
yeah,
y'all. Good deal.
It's
thanks,
not
Greg.
The D show. That's
all right.
It's not the Mr. D show. It's the D and Larry show. I'm on 50% of this show. I tend to do a little more talking, but I'm on 50% of this show.
But you
that's
already
what
did more talking, D.
I got you over the change now, Rick. I got you over the change now. I turned 32 last week, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, man, I appreciate you guys coming out. We really do. Really appreciate you guys. And I really appreciate you guys turning it into whatever it may be, you know. Like I said, this time next week, we're going to try to make it a little bit better. Hopefully, I won't be working next week.
These shows got to continue to grow, D, as long as, you know, keep guys are coming on here keeping it real, man. You know, we don't want to, you know, false flag nothing about what done been done or the way things is going. We want to tell the truth about it. No trying to step on nobody's toes or anything, man, but we just, you know, calling it like it is.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing on that shit right there. We're going to just call, on this show here, we're just going to call a spade a spade. You know, no one is no bigger than no one else. No one's going to over-talk no one else and all that junk here. We're just going to, we're going to be brothers on this show, and we're going to call it like it is.
That's right.
And I encourage all the listeners to continue to support Clocks Off shows. You know, I get on the Clocks Off show. A lot of times I don't say nothing, I listen. You know, I get on Cadillac's show. He probably don't know it, but a lot of times I raise my hand. My reason for getting on today here and raising my hand because I just wanted to show support, you know, to your first show. You know, maybe there will be some shows that I probably won't say a word, but I will be listening, guys.
Yeah, right, appreciate it, Greg.
Appreciate that.
We appreciate that too, Greg.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a brother in the house, you know. Always good to have a brother in the wings. Yeah.
Always good. That's it.
The cool thing about having the old school show and the veteran show, D, especially the guys that keep it real, there ain't really no whole lot of correcting, in my opinion, that needs to be done to the guys that have been there and done that. It's just, if anything, there's addendums. You know what I'm saying? We attach to it and add more to what's been said. We try our best, you know, as older guys in the race game, man, to try to teach these guys or show them the way we went, you know, what worked for us, and hopefully they can pick up and, you know, do their own thing, you know what I'm saying, but at least have some sort of direction. And I'm sure you guys don't. I know I don't. I don't try to, you know, talk down on nobody. If I feel like a dude is going the wrong direction, I ain't just going to flat out, you know, embarrass him or nothing like that. I just try to just show him the way that I know, you know, that works.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it has to go, lead by example.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You know, we have to have one another's back, man. We ain't here to try to put nobody down, man. We here to help any way we can. That's how the hand is extended.
You know, that's funny you said that, Rick, because truthfully, that was one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, I think, for doing the show, was to get the older brothers out there to woodworks and bring them back into what they love to do. Because I know a lot of older guys out there like myself, they love this thing, man. But they'll stand away because, you know, just because. And
even with me myself, when the show was presented to me, I wasn't 100% with it. I was kind of like 60% against it, really. But talking with you, and the first thing you said was, I think it'd be a great thing for you to do, man, you know. And that little bit of encouragement right there was enough to kind of push me to say, you know what, let's just go on and try this thing. You know, older guys tend to give you the encouragement. Well, a lot of young guys, you know, are not, and I don't want to just beat on the young guys. You know, we was young ourselves one day, but they're just not going to do what the older guys do. And when they get our age, they'll look back and say, man, them young guys, they ain't going to do what they do, you know.
Right. It rolls back.
Even my body is going to be able to be again, you know, so it has been.
Yeah. But you know, Dean, most of our blessings don't come from man. They come from above. And the good things that we do and the knowledge that we try to share and the good things that we bring to the game, if they don't give it to us, we're going to get it anyway. So, you know, we just got to hang in there and just hang tough and just keep on doing what we do, man. You know, that's just the way we made.
I'll tell you something, Larry. I made a lot of mistakes, you know, on my road to getting to the point where I am racing. But, you know, thanks be to God that I had guys like Cooper Hall. I had Rabbit. You know, I had Big Lewis. I had Austin Nelson. Them dudes kind of reared me, and they directed me. I had my own mind. And the good thing about me, I had my own money, so I was wild with it. But I did listen to them cats, man. You know, I did listen to them, and right to this day, Cooper still races with me. You know, Cooper still goes racing with me. Cooper's 74 years old. You know, he'll be 75 this year. But he still go racing with us. And I respect him like a father, man. But really, to me, he's a big brother. You know, he's my oldest brother. But he taught us, you know, and showed us how to do things the right way. So the thing of it is with us, man, with me, I wish that some of them brothers would just, you know, take our advice on the things that they know to be gospel and utilize it, man, in your own way. You don't have to do it exactly the way we tell you to do it, but just, you know, utilize the knowledge and make good of it.
And, you know, Rick, it's funny you said that because I think we all did just that. We listened to them, and I know in my case it was Osa, you know, who was there as a guidance for me. I basically listened to everything he said, really. Then I had this old man friend of mine, Mr. Wiggum, who some of the guys from Chicago would know.
I know Mr. Wiggum.
Which was very instrumental in me doing the things that I've done and do. But that was only one thing that Osa, Cooper, and all the rest of them couldn't get me to change. You know, I changed a lot of things that they wanted me to. I just couldn't change other than one of my Cyrus Chevrolets. I still run them beauty, which I knew was fast.
Well, CD, you know, there's some elements that we have in life that we just can't never get rid of. That's yours.
Oh, man. I can never confirm over to those Chevys, man. You know.
Let me tell the guys that, for the guys that's listening, me and D go back since we was in our teenage years, you know, and we've been friends a long time. Me and D went to the drag strip yesterday. We went to the Nationals at Route 66, and at the time we were coming in, we was parked all the way down at the end of the track down there at the return road. So we're walking up the road to get to the ticket booth, and some alcohol drivers come through, and the first thing Beast told me, he said, man, you hear that Buick? I couldn't do nothing but laugh, boy.
Make it hard, man.
Yeah, boy, that dog going to talk to you and come through there whistling, got dog. He said, man, you hear that Buick?
But we had a ball, though, Rick. We had a ball out there yesterday, man. We really enjoyed it. It was just us two. You know, we had a ball out there. We were riding the Ray Lewis, some more of the guys out there.
Harry Dog.
Willie Pooh was out there. You know, we were riding some of the guys. Man, we enjoyed ourselves out there. I'm hoping it wasn't for me that we go back tomorrow. It don't look too good. It don't look too promising right now, but we're hoping it wasn't allowed to go back tomorrow.
Kevin got bumped off the show, too, so you know, man. That's kind of a bummer for me because I root for him so much. He got bumped off because Larry Morgan got in. See, the numbers that they are...
Huh?
Where did Larry run?
Larry went to 67. Kevin went. See, the stuff that they ran yesterday don't carry over. They only qualified 12 on Friday. So
right.
That 75 that Kevin went did not carry over, and he could not get it together today. The quickest he went was a 79. So that allowed Dave Rivers to get in. Rivers won 75 today. So Kevin, he got bumped out.
Just with our homeboy, so that was, I'm sure everybody know Kevin. He's one of our home guys. We were really hoping he made the show. He's another guy, man, that come up through. Kevin's another guy that, for those that don't know, you know, he come up through the ranks. Running through the streets, street racing. Yeah, running through the streets with us. You know, and then somewhere along the line, he changed over to pro circuit. He was trying to run a pro field now. But he come from the streets with us, too.
Yep. Really good boy.
Well,
right, D, I'm gonna cut out, man, because I gotta go to the church house in the morning. Call me, D. I should be out there about 9:45, and then you can make your way this way, and we can head out.
Okay, I hear you.
All right, friend. Y'all take it easy, man. Good to hear from all y'all, Cadillac and everybody.
All right, Drag. Yeah, man, I'm glad to be a part of this here, man. Made me feel
okay,
good.
Okay, man. Well, I'll be looking for you, man. I'll be looking for you.
Oh, I'm gonna be there, man.
Night, Drag.
I ain't gonna do nothing but get it right, man, and let it sit there until your race come, man. And I'm gonna come over there and have me some fun.
Okay, y'all. Y'all take it easy, man. Good night to y'all.
All right,
man. You said like you need to go to drag show and raise heaven. You said you gonna let it sit until then.
Yep, I'm gonna get it right. Get all my dialed in and let it sit there until the race come. Then pull over and have me some fun, man.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sounds good.
That's what it's about.
Yep. I can come to this race and enjoy myself, man. I ain't enjoyed no good drag racing in a while, so I'm definitely coming to enjoy this one.
All right, you brother. Larry, hold it down for a second. I got over here.
Yeah, okay. So everything been going good with you, though, Melvin, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was out there all day today, man, working on the motor, man, you know, buttoning up the final things that I got to do to it before I set it back down in the chassis. I may get a chance to set it in the chassis tomorrow or Monday, so I'm getting close to firing it up.
Okay.
Yep.
So
yep.
You told me you was coming back.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And like I told Drag, you know, he got that Hemi car over there. Ain't no nitrous on it. I'm going to start off with no nitrous. I ain't putting no nitrous on it. I'm going to run all motor. Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite a few to come back after a while, man. We just get everything in order, man, and get your shred up. You know, a lot of people making transitions from one thing to another thing and so far and so on. It's taking a little bit longer time and so far and so on, but we'll try to get our shred up, man, so the Midwest can represent, man. You know,
oh yeah.
And that's gonna be the good part about it, man. Representing, having fun.
I didn't drop.
You didn't drop?
No, I didn't drop. I was dropping out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, y'all. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, Dre.
All right, Dre.
All right, Dre.
Take care. Yeah. A big drag. I mean, a sham.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, yes, sir. Still got quite a few people left.
Not really.
Not really.
You got the hands on Big Sham. If you got it, hold them up. Let them holler.
No, nobody got their hand up. There's a few people left on the show, but we don't have any hands up.
Okay.
Yeah, we thought maybe now they make their mind in to come in and speak and fellowship with us, you know, because you know that's what this be about, you know. But if they don't want to, then, you know, we're going to force them to. We just appreciate them coming, even listening to the show, you know.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's been running 2.5 hours. That's pretty doggone good time if I have to say something myself. You know,
yeah.
I think they maybe didn't talk out. You know, maybe they said too much. They don't want to get their secrets away. Might say the wrong thing, you know. But that was a brother. Now, there was a brother on there earlier. I was on mute. I couldn't talk at the time. I was in route.
but he said something in reference to getting the girls and making sure his feet is good. I hope he's still on the air because I love eating. I want to know who that was. I love eating. I'm a married man so we can keep the girls. And if you bring them, I can't let them know it. But the food, he can bring it on. I definitely want to know who that was. Sitting there now, hungry, just thinking about what he said.
AD, on day I can tell you, you ain't miss nothing, D. You right on it. Right on, right on, right on.
Yeah, I could listen to the show, man, but they got me stuck right here now with a box to my back. I mean, I'm getting paid, but I prefer to drop this sucker and get out of here.
I know that's right.
I'm stuck in the rear yard back here in the back, surrounded by them book containers, and I have seen a good 3-foot snake and maybe one that was about 5 feet long that the truck had ran over. And then they tell me to come back here in the dark and pull up this box in. Now, you know there's a fool, right? Because you know it wasn't going to happen. I'm not getting out of this truck for nothing. When I get out of this truck, it's going to be some light. And they're going to be back here in the darkness. And they'll come and say hello to me. And I know it's still back here because I done seen two of them on the ground dead. So they're not going to come back here and catch me going through a convulsion. Man, I'm not getting out of this truck, man.
Mm-mm.
No way, no way.
Right on in.
Yes, sir. But for the brothers left on, man, that's far. Sounds like a man.
What in the world was that?
That sounds like a man trying to kick that joint.
Bringing it on in. Slowing it down.
Take it easy, Cadillac. Take it easy.
Tony them race, Young Money race or something, or Wayne race or something.
I'm gonna check with my producer and be for sure, but I do believe it's
going on. Something going on down in Michigan now. Is something going on down in Michigan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't know the date, do you?
No, I don't have a date at hand.
No, I think I heard him say something about the 12th or something, and
I thought I heard the 19th, but like I said, I'm not for sure of the date.
No, he said 12th or something. They was having I forgot what he called it, I think. But we're having more together. We're having more together on the next show. We'll be able to tell y'all the date, time, and everything, you know?
Right. I'm really not sure. versus Dayton.
Yeah, we got a little homework to take care of, and we get our homework taken care of real good, because next weekend we're going to have a topic.
Okay.
I myself, Larry, you know, I was telling you earlier, I just chose not to give a topic tonight because it was the first night. I really wanted them to just kind of run wild. And I think they did just that. I think the guys did just
that. Good.
That
was good.
Anytime you get Bud out the woodworks and three of us are talent later, so you got him to come out. So just them two right there telling me that, you know, letting it run wild was the right thing to do for the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I hadn't heard from Bud's ages, and he come out to do it work tonight. Long time friend, you know. And it was good hearing his voice, man, tonight, man. It was real good to hear from him. Hell, it was good hearing from Trey Love, because guy's been talking bad about him, and he hadn't been knowing he'd be on there to defend himself, but I guess he figured if his hands is down, wasn't no knee, but he must be halfway got his game together, so he come out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And passed out some threats. Yeah, he came out and passed out some threats tonight. So he must be halfway getting the game tight now. Which is a good racing, because if Trey is together, we all know it's going to be some racing. Somehow.
That's right.
Somehow
that's right.
It's going to be some racing if Trey together.
You know, he's
going to run himself, but run himself.
Hey, D, I like the support, D. You know, that's what it's all about. Supporting. As well as just fellowshipping, but supporting each other, man. It's required that we support each other, you know. And the support that we have tonight, man, I really appreciate them guys, you know, coming on, man, and supporting and doing shipping and stuff with us, you know. And I felt good about it. I sat back and I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I was glad to see the Detroit boys come in, you know. And,
man.
Sound good. Yeah, it's all good. It's always good when you can get that crossfire going. You know, you got one state at another, one renowned racer at another. If you can keep that going, then you know some racing going to take place. And that's good for the game, you know. You got guys that know something they heard a three-leg voice. They want to hit that winning boy because they've been waiting on it. He's been waiting to get together, and they've been waiting on him. So they knew when they heard him, oh, hell, it's going to be some racing now. So it's always good to get that rivalry up and running, you know. So, you know, like Cadillac, you know, we've been trying to keep his show going, but he's been missed. So he had a few guys instantly jump in. No sooner they heard him. Glad to have him back, you know.
Man.
Yeah, I'm glad to have him. Glad to have him.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm glad to be back, man. No doubt, no doubt. Bud be trying to catch me, but I got to move on. But you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself, man.
Man, keep
the
fight.
That's all it is, bro. You got to stay in the fight, man.
Yep. Life is a fight. You know, we got to put up a different punch in. I throw a left on Bud, I'm going to throw a right on Tigger. You know, you got to fight.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Can we get it one time from you in your mouth? Tell us what you say.
Man,
you know, man, we missed that, dog. You've been gone for a while. Go, can we get it right? Come on, everybody, be quiet. Go ahead, Joe.
Who is that, Kevin? Is that you, Kevin?
Yeah,
Kevin.
Yes,
hey, I just want to know how you like it. You like it saltine or you like it chocolate? One time, need nuts in your mouth.
Is that what you going to give my man, Joe? Is that what you're trying to get in one time?
One time in your mouth.
Now your race is out the back door, right?
Yes, sir.
Joe, your race out the back door, right?
Yes, sir. Going out the back door. That's I hear all these guys, they say 8 mile, all that. I'm going on what I came up with, man. I'm out the back door. But now if you want me to run the court, the 8 mile, if you want me to run the 8 mile, make it right for me. I try anything if I think I can win. I'm out the back door.
Well, you know, with me, man, it's like I said earlier, I don't see a problem with the guys running the 8. I just don't like for a man to go to another man's house and just not only dictate, but try to totally dictate what's going to happen.
You know, and then I have an issue when you do that, and then you come back when you get some slack behind it. You want to come back and say it was a promotion or it was a joke. Now, certain things are a promotion and certain things are not, you know, and I don't think no one this way taken a few things. That was, me and the man, you know, we had to be kind of cool, but I don't think no one took what he said as a promotion. You know, it just didn't go over that way. You just don't go into another man's house and totally dictate what's going to happen, you know.
No,
and
you
like
ain't
I
supposed
said,
to do
like
that.
Like I said yesterday, man, I was at 66, which is a racetrack. Well, that's what you're racing in now. You're racing the track. You're not street racing no more. And I've seen some pretty good cars go down the track on 10-second tires. I mean 10-inch tires. But they ran the back door. They didn't run eighth. All what I seen go eighth yesterday was two ways. He went eighth. Either he had tire shaking broke down or he just broke completely. Other than that, no one went to eighth. And I don't want no one calling in telling me, man, those pro cars, you good in your car to be a pro car. The best you can, the best your financial status will let you do. So don't call me with that, you know. If you want to run the eighth man, that's cool when I come to your door. But when you come to my door, you
have to do it my way.
Well, do it. And don't call me. Don't call the D and Larry show telling me how, man, you're hiding about an eighth. You're hiding about a quarter, but you're not running a quarter. Don't get on here and tell me that. Because in reality, there's not a lot of racing going on nowhere around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get on here and tell me that. Get on here and tell me who you want to race. Tell me how you're trying to run. We're going to get him on the air for you. And I'm like Big Sham, you know. I like the way Big Sham do it. We're not going to talk about no one in particular unless he's on air. So we're going to do our best to get him on there where you can talk directly to him. And
right, so he can defend himself.
You know, say what now?
I say so he can defend himself.
Yeah, you got to be able to defend himself, man. It's not right for me to throw a punch at you and you can't punch back. You know,
right.
Even if you don't, at least I want you to be there and be able to punch back if you don't. So with that, you know, we want to try to get whoever you're trying to draw in, we're going to try to get them on there for you and let you do just that. Maybe you can come to some type of happy medium where y'all can run. But just don't come on here thinking you're going to just totally dominate and say it's my way or no way, because that's not the way this is going to be ran. It's just not. It's not going to start out that way, and I'm a firm believer in you start out with what you can hold out with. It's not going to start out that way, so we ain't got to change it nowhere in the past, should I say in the future. We ain't going to change that. You know, our dialogue is going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's real talk. You got to set structure. If you don't sit in there with no structure or know where you're going, it's just going to run out the way.
It's like a
runaway train.
You know, old saying I always have been said, if you don't find something that you'll stand for, you'll fall for anything. And,
that's right.
And I myself, personally, I don't like it when the guys come on the air and say, I'm going to ride the back door, and then, you know, you're changing over to the eighth. You're not standing, so now you're falling.
Right.
And,
that's
you know, like I keep stressing the fact, man, I stress it daily. I don't have a problem with eight. Hell, truthfully, I think, and I'm a beautiful, I'm not going to show any man, I'm a beautiful myself. So here's it. I run what they call a generic one. And truth for the matter that I think the eighth is really putting generic cars back in racing. So I definitely don't have a problem with it. But I just cut my teeth on out the back door, and I don't want to do it no other way. And hell, I'm not going to do it no other way. You know, I'm just not going to do it. I truly don't even care to see it no other way. I look at it, but I look at it because I love racing. That's why I look at it. But I'm at the track and you're in the eighth, and I'm going to watch it. Because to me, if eight tires head down that quarter mile and eighth of a mile together, and it's a grudge where hell, I want to see it. I just prefer that you keep going. You know, let them hum some. That's what gets my rock off. Let them hum some.
Yeah. Man, I'm with that. Let them hum. I like that hum sound. That's what I came up with on that hum. But it's like the new guys, they like the eighth. So, you know.
AD, what I was saying about that was this here. When I first started mentioning the quarter mile,
and the eighth of a mile. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, when each guy go in the garage and he put his car together, mm-hmm. I come in him, I give him all the credit in the world. I can't tell him how to build his car. He can run whatever he want to run. My whole purpose was saying that, put it to an extent where the person that is going in the garage doing all his work, so you can oblige them. You can do 8-mile racing if you want. You can do quarter-mile racing if you want. Just make it good for both parties. I mean, if you're gonna join and unite together, and you know that the people that you're uniting with is doing one something, and the other one's doing another something, then what you're supposed to do is supposed to be a mediator of that situation. You're supposed to make it good for both ends because they're joining together.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, like I said, man, I'm not here to throw stones, and then I am here to throw stones. I'm not here to point fingers, but then I am here to point fingers. Like I hear some of the guys, you know, I want the North to just totally whoop the South ass when they come in. They only want a reason for that because I'm from the North. So quite naturally, I want to know if they win, you know. But I hear guys from the South, they come on these shows, man, they say, we only have but a few quarter-mile tracks in the South. Well, with that being said, and I find that being good that you said that because it gives me opportunity to say this here. Book your races at those tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, book them at the quarter-mile tracks then, since that's what you have. But due to the fact that you don't, and you do book them at the eighth-mile track, expect to run the quarter when you come north. When you cross that border, expect to do what's cross that border is doing. You know, that's just how I see it, you know.
Like I said,
but
with these talk shows, I became pretty good friends with guys in the South, and can't wait to get to the track and just BS around with them. But I want to know if the whoop ass when they show up at the track.
You got that shit right. And you know what I noticed, D? Regardless of what we do, it seems as though that it's supposed to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
When Tony Byers them came up here and they did their thing, they got out. I give him all the credit. I can't take nothing from him. Whether the other person's car wrecked or broke a trans, whatever, he won. But I can't take that away from him. But at the same token, when we turned around and we went down north, I think we won all the races. it's never been mentioned. It's never been shot. I ain't seen no video on it or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that it should be equal. It's supposed to be equally yoked, man.
But
when things
like
are equal yoked, I'm not going to have no problems with it. But when shit is unbalanced,
let me say this here.
You know,
I understand what you're saying. I'm sure a lot of more guys on this show that's now been on, they understand what you're saying. And I'm almost sure they'll say the same thing. It's not going to never be. Because if you whoop me, and I'm in charge of the videos, hell, I might not put you on YouTube. Because I don't want you to be seeing you whoop my ass. So that's a great possibility. I may not put you on, too. Now, you go back to what you just said. You said when they came here, how they did their thing. And then when you all went down there, it was just in reverse. Well, it was in reverse, but they're the one doing the shooting. So in order for us to get on YouTube when we win, hell, we need to get us and – Buddy, I know one guy here named Buddy that do damn good filming. We need to get us a guy to do our filming. And when you whoop your ass, now you got someone to put you on YouTube. You know, because truth for the matter, man, if I was in charge of it, I'm from the South, it's a great possibility, I wouldn't show it either.
Right.
Even though I know it, I took an ass with me. But why should I let the world see the North whooping on my ass when I say I'll go up there to whoop them? I just don't think I would do it neither, you know. In fact, I'm almost 99% sure I'm not going to put you on YouTube whooping on me. But if you got someone that's from your neck of the woods and he's or she's filming for you, now you got someone to put you on YouTube whooping on my ass and I have no control over that then. Yeah, I have no control of what you do. I have no control of what I do. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, me and Drag was laughing about it, D. We was laughing. Me and Drag. We went down there, man, and we dominated. We did this, we did that. And we just laughed about it. You know what I'm saying? And I waited 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I ain't seen no people again. I ain't hear nobody else saying nothing about it or nothing. To me, a lot of people.
Who was filming Larry at the time? Who was shooting?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember who was shooting. But yeah. I do know this much. It's all about having fun and enjoying ourselves, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you win, whether you lose, man, I don't have no hatred for nobody in the drag race. I get disappointed because of the fact that there's some things be done that shouldn't be done. Because I always look at it this way. We're supposed to be men among men, you know, and that's what makes the game good. When we turn around and, okay, man, you got me this time, man. That's all right. I'll see your ass a little later on or something like that. And, you know, and that's good for the game. You know, you don't have to have no because it's not
Well, you know? One thing, we're going to look at that later like this. That's why we got brother for the Cadillac and Barry Boy coming with clocks off. Yeah, with clocks off, we're going to try to do just that, make it more equal than you know, I think we can. If we all join hands and stick together, we're going to make clocks off bigger and greater. And we can do just that, make it more equal than what you feel it has been. You know,
yeah.
I don't think you're the only one with those feelings or those sentiments, but we as a nation, if we just join together and stick together, we're growing. Because, hell, clocks off got Brother Joe coming over, and they got our show tonight kicked off. So that's two coming to them, you know. So we're growing, and as we grow, we get better. We get bigger. We get better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can start doing our own YouTube thing. And once we start doing our own YouTube thing, then, hell, you can't stop us. You know, if you take ass whooping, it's being seen. And just like you decided not to put us on when the North went there and won, well, we can decide to not put you on if you come north and win. You know what I'm saying? That's how that works.
Right.
You know, it's called PPYA. We protect our own ass. We're doing our own thing now.
Right.
I'm just for the good of it, man, really.
You want to know the truth, I'm for the good of it because, you know, I love the game, you know, and I always have, but, you know, I got other things in my life that I have greater love for, and that's mainly my family, you know, and God, you know, so my thing with it is if I take the time away from doing the things that I normally do, then I still want to enjoy myself. You know, and
that's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, man, on here, we're gonna reach out. What we're doing on this show here, man, we're not gonna just reach out to an individual, a certain part of the United States, the North, Detroit, or St. Louis. You know, we're gonna reach out to all. You know, here on some nights. Some things I might have my producer to give some of the guys. If they don't call, then I have to call them. I want to hear what they have to say, you know. Especially if we go and whoop their ass. If the North go to set fans, the North go to be his track, to be his meat, and do some ass whooping when they get there. Hell, if the guys from the South don't call in, I'm going to have a man to call them. I got a lot of number. I'm going to have to call them, so, you know. It's gonna be done, you know.
Oh yeah, ain't no doubt about that. It's definitely gonna be done. Cause when little bro get through doing what he's doing, they can take him and they can count him out. They can make whatever cracks they want to make a joke, but they got a problem. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They got a problem, you know. And they ain't seen the problem yet. But if the good Lord spares and things happen, they get a chance to see it. Yes, sir.
See, that's the thing right there, man. You know, we here on the Brother D and Larry show, we're not going to waste our time worrying about a man that say something that don't have a car or do have a car. I mean, just because you don't have a car,
that don't stop you from loving grudge racing. Just because you have a car, that don't make you love it more. You know, actually, I think fools, I call myself a fool. I think fools like myself that have cars, yeah, we the fools because we the ones gonna spend all that money in the cars. As to what the ones that don't have, they just look at brother. I was down for a minute later. I got to get with a young man here. I'm at work right now. I need about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's a whole lot, right?
That's stuff.
That's right, Kelly. Like, I mean, Cadillac, you know the good part about it? No Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
It can be done. It can be done. And the reason I know it can be done, Cadillac, because of the simple fact that we all was put down here for a reason. And if we all dealt with life according to life scale, the purpose that we was put down here for, we'd be way more successful than we have been. You know,
no doubt. There's no doubt in that.
That's got to be worked on, man. That's all.
Right. See, that's the whole thing with the whole transition thing is, like, we all trying to better one another. And like I was stating earlier, you know, if somebody's, you know, they don't want to push the one button, but one night they get that courage up to push the one button because they don't have to go with all that other stuff, afraid somebody
right.
Fill in on them and this and that, man.
Right.
If you push that one button at ease, hey, man, we done accomplished something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to want to be as one. We all supposed to be as a unit, man. See, that's what it's about, being a unit, man. If I can help you, you help me. It's about supporting one another. If you having something, I support you. If I'm having something, you know, it's vice versa. Another guy having something, man, hey, support. If you can't go, hey, send that and support him anyway. You know what I'm saying? But everybody got their own way that they do things. So, you know,
it's
leading by example. You have to, some people, they don't learn until they see what somebody else do.
Mm-hmm.
They like what they did, how they came across.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a learning process, man. We're going to be fine, man. It's good.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to be fine, too, you know. Okay, nothing perfect. And when you done something that no other man has ever done on this earth, then I'd like to see it. Because I think everybody done made mistakes, and everybody done faltered and fumbled to some point and to some degree. You know, but the important thing is that you learn from your mistakes. See, when you can't learn from your mistake, then that's where the problem comes in. You know, because some people don't want to accept the fact that they made a mistake. I know that I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, I know I'm not foolish neither. You know, so my thing is to turn around and try to, where I see what my weaknesses is, I try to make myself strong.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't want to fall down by the wayside.
But see, the thing is, you take it initially, you listen. See, the young people, they don't listen. They know, some of them feel they know more than you, and really they don't know much as you, but they feel they know. But see, sometimes you just don't say nothing. Just listen. You'll learn a whole lot if you just sit back and listen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of us feel, No, sit back and listen. Then you'll understand what they're saying and coming from. Because sometimes we all don't come across the way we should, but if you listen, then you will catch up and find out what we're talking about. You know, see, so sometimes it works out the way it is. You know, we just have to learn to accept the, how would you say, the criticism some give us sometimes and learn what they're talking about. Find out if I want to follow that. That's all. That's how I look at it, but these shows are good. These shows are very educational now if you listen. You find out a whole lot if you just listen.
One of the best things in grudge racing, one of the best things in drag racing, I won't say good, one of the best things in drag racing, that that they can't, whoever idea it was, you know, I'd love to take the credit for it, but I can't, but whoever idea it was, one of the best things in racing that they came with these shows. Because what it does, it allows us to link in other cities and other states, you know, guys that you would only see at the track, and then, and a lot of times you wouldn't see them because if they didn't come this way, you didn't go that way, you wouldn't see them. Well, see now,
That's the Long Island Joe. He is a man, you know, 100,000 miles away from us. But these shows give us a chance to link in with him. You know, the Wicks and the Tony Bynes, you know, them guys are hours and hours away from us. But these shows give us a chance to link in with them because we just simply dial a number and just be on there and listen to them as they come in. Or they listen to us as we come in. So, yeah, I think it's one of the greatest, one of the best things that happened that he came with these shows.
Well, that's the whole nine with it.
You know, D, I like the shows. You know why I like the shows, D? I have met so many friends, man, just over the radio. I've met so many friends, man, people. I've met some good people on the show. I had time that I went to the track with some people waiting just to, you know, shake my hand and so far and so on, man, and say, hey, man, you know, such and such, I heard your other thing, man, good seeing you, blah, 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 this and that, so far and so on. You know, I like all of that. You know, and the reason I like it because it's keeping it real, man. You know, keeping it real. You know, because it could be somebody else say, man, I don't want to see that dude. Man, I don't want to be bothered with that dude. You know, I don't think that's what was laid on their heart, though. You know, so I've met quite a few nice people, man. Sure have.
Yeah, I get to say the same thing. I met quite a few nice guys, man. Family.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys met some nice guys because you guys had to meet me.
No, I don't know about that Buick guy. You know, we had to take a session to you, Buick. You know, Buick, you know, you a little bit out there.
Oh, man. Hey, brother, let me say this here. Now, I've tried it several times before, but once again, we're at that hour now. Really enjoyed you guys coming on, those that's still on, those that's looking by way of internet. Man, we enjoyed you guys for being our first night out. Hopefully next Saturday you'll tune in again. Keep Brother Sleep in your prayers, man. Those that can, reach out to the brother and do something fun. If it's a dollar, if it's $10,000, man, reach out. He's in a time of need right now. Those that's never been burnt out, take it from me. I've been there. I know what it feels like. I know what it's like. And I can tell you it's no fun. We got some shows that's coming up, Brother B's show, Brother Latone's show. I'm going to let Brother Larry give you the dates on that. And we'll be, with that, you won't hear me no more until next week. But we'll be looking forward to you next week. Larry, can you give him some dates right quick?
Oh, yeah. We got the next. I got to find out about that Detroit race. But I know the next one that we will see is Latone's race.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be on the 26th of July. After Lil Tony's race, it's going to be Big Sham and ourselves. We're going to have another event on September 6th. And then after that, we're going to have Big Drag the 2nd and the 3rd of August.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to have each and every one of you all come.
Don't forget Danye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Danye's is on the 2nd of August, I think it is.
Okay.
But we, like I said, you know, I got a with us coming up, just starting the show. I got a few more things that I got to put together. Once we put it together, everything gonna work out just fine. Because I don't want to leave nobody out.
Yeah.
So I want y'all to know that I enjoy it.
I just want to say I enjoyed the show. I want to plug the Cadillac and Baby Boy show on Fridays on Clocks Off. At 8 o'clock, at 3, 4, 7, 8, 50, 10, 16, as every Friday night, you know, man, we just want to bring something new and fresh to the game, man. Just bring everybody out and have some good fellowship, man. And then top it off on Saturday night on Big, what you call Big D and Unk Show. Larry.
There you go.
One time in your ear for your mind, you know, keeping that logic going and just keeping it going, man. Beautiful thing.
Yeah. That's the show to remember.
Yeah.
Let Tony do it next. We'll give you more information next week. Just put it up. We'll see you brothers next week. Sit in, one love.
till then, y'all. My body's loose. Can't take it no more.
Glory.